time we are allotted. No. Our will belongs to each of us alone. It was entrusted to us by the Creator, our greatest gift, our only true possession. No one, absolutely no one, can prevent us from exercising our God-given free will correctly, morally, honorably, virtuously. The choice is ours, and ours alone. The hour is late, but we're still standing. We still have a chance to make a difference. It's our obligation to try. If we collectively do so, with every fiber of our being, the story ends well, no matter what comes. Check the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn specific details of how you can help to move this fight forward. Please, make your voice heard. Make every day count. Time is not on our side. Stay strong. Stay focused. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
And when he talks about the press as the enemies of the people and all of this, the press went nuts. And I said, he shouldn't have done that. But that was a talk about the press. That wasn't everybody who opposes my agenda deserves the back of the American hand. The president and all of this in the name of democracy and equality, it was insane. I want to begin with the image of the speech. This is going to be the takeaway image. Most people are not going to see the speech. Most people are not going to listen to the speech. There's going to be one takeaway image from the speech. Presidential politics is all about image. It's all about imagistics. Whether you're talking about President Trump getting out of a helicopter and taking off his mask in the middle of COVID, or whether you're talking about Barack Obama standing on a giant stage flanked by the Greek Parthenon recreated in 2008. When you look at this image, the image that you're seeing right now of Joe Biden, this is the single worst piece of presidential image making I have ever seen in my entire life. It is not close. This is an astonishingly bad image for the president of the United States, especially when he's declaring, I'm here in defense of democracy, and now I'm going to yell at you about how everyone who opposes me is an enemy of democracy. Let's count the ways in which this is a horrible piece of, I mean, first of all, let's compare it to some other images just so you see how bad a piece of imagery this is. It's insane. Okay, how about General Lux from Star Wars, The Force Awakens? It's the same image. We're talking about the blood red background. We're talking about the dark outfit, the blood red background, and the people in the background are apparatchiks of the state. Okay, you are talking here about Man in the High Castle when John Smith is first introduced in the Volkshall in New York. Okay, I mean, like, it's this sort of imagery. The people who constructed this image, that was not Photoshopped, that picture of Joe Biden. That was a not Photoshopped image. I mean, scar from Lion King. It's insane. What are they doing? What are they doing? The answer, by the way, I mean, it's V for Vendetta. It is all the dictators that you have ever seen in film or on screen, basically rolled into one and then wrapped into an image. What is his team doing? What is his team doing? Well, I think the answer is they're a very online team. The people who work for him, they spend all day on Twitter. And so over the past few weeks, there's been this idea that Dark Brandon is rising. Dark Brandon, of course, is that meme that originally started in China of Joe Biden sitting on a throne made of guns with his lit up eyes backlit by flames. He's evil. I think that his team was like, you know what? That was such a cool image, man. It went viral online. Let's just recreate that in real life. And so you end up with this. You end up with the actual picture of Joe Biden. Let's go back to the original. You end up with the actual picture of Joe Biden in this picture. Now, let me describe for people who are just listening what is in this picture. Joe Biden is standing at the podium. Is an upshot. I believe this is from Getty Images. He is screaming at the top of his lungs He's gripping his fists up in the air. Behind him is Independence Hall, the site of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. Blood red. Blood red. And behind him are two American Marines who are in shadow, except for their white-gloved hands. And behind him, there's a pale light that looks like, because of the way this is lit, it looks like the throne room of the Emperor from Return of the Jedi. It's the worst piece of presidential image-making ever. Truly ever. I mean, imagine the sort of thought that had to go into this. And they're sitting around a room, they're like, what can we do to make the president really look cool? Well, what if we take a historic American site? You know, the site that it really is known for liberty and for democracy and legality. And what if we light it blood red? Blood red. And we put the president in front of the blood red site. So it'll be red and black, like the fascist color pattern. Let's do that. And then what if we actually front light him so he looks angry and demonic against that backdrop? And then what if we put a couple of Marines behind him to look like military force is what is backing him? This is a taxpayer sponsored event, by the way. You paid for this. We'll get some more in just one second. First, you know, there are people in life that you probably shouldn't trust. And you know who one of those people is? It's actually not a person. It's an institution. Big tech. You shouldn't trust them. Remember that time that Facebook said that they actually suppressed a massive story right before an election because the FBI told them to, basically? You're giving those people money every time you let them use your data. So why would you do that? Instead, use ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on that same network can gain access to your personal data, passwords, financial details, etc. Your data is very valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. And it's not just hackers, of course. You've got big tech grabbing that data and using it to monetize you. So why use ExpressVPN? Well, first, it creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so hackers can't steal your sensitive data. Second, it's really easy to use. You fire up the app, you click one button, and now magically you're protected. And third, it works on everything. We're talking phones, laptops, tablets, everything. Secure your online data today the same way that I do by visiting expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. You can get an extra 3 months for free. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro to get started. So Joe Biden gave a speech, and the speech was designed to attack all of his political opponents and treat them as enemies of the state. That's what this speech was designed to do. I think in a very cynical way, because Joe Biden basically gave you two messages. One, everyone who opposes me is an enemy of the state. And two, violence is wrong. The basic idea here is to raise the temperature. I think it's more likely to result in acts of violence that Joe Biden is then going to use as a case to run in 2022 and 2024. I mean, this is extraordinarily dark stuff. Okay, we haven't even gotten to the content of the speech. Just the imagery alone is extraordinary. Really dark. Really creepy, really fascistic, and man, there's a reason that satanic, demonic, and pure evil were all trending on Twitter today because, man, oh man, the imagery associated with this speech. And you know what? It fits well within the rhetoric of the speech, too. Because what Joe Biden said last night is, as I say, the most dangerous thing I have seen an American president say about half the country ever in my life. And I'm sure there are times, maybe, before that in American history, but I was born in 1984. So I can only tell you what I have seen since 1984. The president of the United States going out there and saying that the half of the country that disagrees with, he has a 38% approval rating, half the country, more than half, that disagrees with him, that these are people who are associated with pure evil. He speaks about his fellow Americans the way that George W. Bush spoke about Al-Qaeda. So let's actually go through the speech now. We're going to go through it in real detail. I want him to speak in his own words. It's amazing. So this thing opens. Remember, it's a taxpayer-sponsored event, which means he's using all of the power of the office. This geriatric dotard. He's using all the power of the office, including taxpayer dollars, and all the imagery of traditional American republicanism, small R republicanism, in order to prop up a demagogic piece of fascistic speechmaking. So here he was at the very beginning, and Jill is walking him out to the podium. Because he now needs to be walked from place to place as our president. And here's what it sounded and looked like. So there he is. I mean, he can barely walk. She's leading him out there. If this doesn't feel like the death of the Republic to you, I don't know what would. He's in front of Independence Hall. He can barely raise his hand to wave. Okay, and then she ushers him to the podium. And he moves her off, and then he begins to speak. So he starts off by welcoming his fellow Americans. And by his fellow Americans, he means everyone who agrees with him. This was a pure campaign speech, but it is laced through with the kind of seething hatred for his fellow Americans that I have not seen. Truly, it's despicable. Here's the President of the United States, Captain Unity, over here.
My fellow Americans, I speak to you tonight from sacred ground in America, Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is where America made its Declaration of Independence to the world more than two centuries ago, with an idea unique among nations, that in America, we're all created equal.
Okay, so, first of all, you can hear that he's clearing his throat. He's not particularly healthy. But as you can see, this was angry Biden. There are two versions of Biden that are now present. There's really three versions of Biden that are present in American public life. There is doddering fool Biden, can't get a sentence out, can barely speak, is wobbling around. His aides are worried he's going to trip over a wire, falling off bikes and all the rest. And that's one version of Biden. Then you have fake empathy Biden, where he goes into his low voice. He really cares. That's the stuff where, in completely inappropriate context, he cites the tragic death of his son in order to try and garner empathy for himself while supposedly trying to sympathize with others, right? That's version number two of Biden. And then there's angry yelly Biden. What we got last night was angry yelly Biden. So he continues with what he says are the real message of America. What is the soul? He said he was going to speak about the soul of the nation in front of a blood red background in satanic lighting. Here he was talking about the soul of the nation. What is America really all about?
We the people, these two documents and the ideas they embody, equality and democracy, are the rock upon which this nation is built.
Okay, so the very basis of his speech, that equality and democracy are the key values of the United States, they are some of the key values of the United States, but he's actually using the wrong language. Because when he says equality, what he means is equity. He's made this very, very clear throughout his presidency. Equity means equality of outcome. It does not mean that you have equal rights under the Constitution. That is not what he cares about. He cares about equality of outcome. And if you oppose that, you're against equality. And when he says democracy, as it turns out, he does not mean the kind of republicanism, small r republicanism, that is discussed in the Constitution of the United States. The truth is, if you look at the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States, the key messages, truly, are liberty and republicanism, not equality and democracy. Equality and democracy are hallmarks of the French Revolution. Because in the French Revolution, the whole idea was that it was égalité, liberté, fraternité. It was pure democracy. It was mob rule. The founders very much feared the idea of mob rule, culminating in a powerful centralized figure who was able to do whatever he wanted without any of the checks and boundaries of the Constitution of the United States. That's what they feared. And that's what Joe Biden represents. So understand, when he says equality and democracy, you're hearing equality of rights and democratic republican rule under the checks and balances of the Constitution. That's not what he means. What he means by equality and democracy is something very different. He means equity and mob rule. Those are the things that he's actually standing for. But again, what he's doing is he's hijacking. This whole speech was about hijacking traditional American images and turning them on their head. Right? Independence Hall is now blood red. Equality and democracy, if you are in favor of a limited government and equality of rights, and you're interested in a checks and balances system that hems in the power of a centralized bureaucratic state, this means, according to Joe Biden, you are against the founding ideals of the country. We'll get some more in just one second. First, if you own a business, last couple of years have been real bumpy, from the pandemic to inflation. You could probably use a break. Innovation Refunds might be able to help you. If your business has five or more employees and they've managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on that money you shouldn't have paid in the first place? How do you cut through the red tape? Head on over to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses that can help you as well. They do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you, so that's no risk to you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including businesses that took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. Again, that is GetRefunds.com. See if you paid too much in taxes and get some of that cash back. GetRefunds.com. Alrighty, folks. So, Joe Biden began the speech with the same sort of pretty platitudes that Barack Obama did, and then it got very, very ugly very quickly. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, y'all. Are you a chicken fried steak fan? You're going to want to stop over at Black Bear Diner, where they've just introduced four new ways to love your favorite. Try the kitchen sink omelet. Three eggs loaded with veggies, chicken fried steak, cheese, and country gravy. Or a new take on a crispy sandwich. Crispy or spicy, piled high with goodies, and crispy chicken fried steak. If pasta's your game, they've got you covered with smooth fettuccine alfredo topped with chicken fried steak. Now serving for a limited time, Black Bear Diner.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtle. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Joe Biden started off with some words of unity. We love democracy. We love equality. And then very quickly, he moved on to, and you are our enemies. The part of the speech that starts to get bad comes very early. He starts suggesting that everyone who is his opponent is the same, and they're all bad, and they're extremist threats to democracy. Here we go.
But as I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. So tonight, I've come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation about the threats we face.
Okay, so what exactly are the threats that we face? Well, first he talks about the soul of America. Now, there's something particularly galling about this person who does not appear to be... He's a career corrupt politician declaring that he declaims on behalf of the American soul. So he's here on a religious level to lecture you while lit like Satan. Weird. Here we go.
That sacred flame still burns. Now in our time, as we build an America that is more prosperous, free, and just. That is the work of my presidency, a mission I believe in with my whole soul. But first, we must be honest with each other and with ourselves.
So he's going to lay it on the line for you now. Here's where he gets to the good part. So he is going to launch into an attack on half of Americans. Here, this is the key to the speech. Here we go.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Okay, so what he's doing right here, the media are saying, well, when he's saying that, you know, a huge percentage of Americans are extremist threats to the country. By the way, the answer usually to extremist threats to the country is you drone them or arrest them. Right? I mean, that's usually what you do. If you said there's an extremist threat from abroad to the very soul of the republic, that would usually amount to, you know, military response, legal response, people going to jail. So understand what he's doing. When he says, you know, that's not a majority of Republicans. That's not even, that's not everybody. I know because I've been able to work with those who are not. So I have a definitional question. Who is he talking about? A very simple question. When he says Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans, we know he hates Trump. We know he thinks Trump is a threat to the republic. So put aside Trump personally. When he says the MAGA Republicans, who is he talking about? Is he talking about the 74 million people who voted for Donald Trump? Is he talking about even beyond that, anyone who opposes his agenda now? Because throughout the speech, he's going to conflate all of these things. All the people who voted for Trump, anyone who opposes his agenda now, these are all in league with the MAGA Republicans. If you're a pro-life person, you're in league with the MAGA Republicans. Maybe you're a MAGA Republican. Maybe you are. Maybe you're a threat to the country. If you are somebody who doesn't believe in him blowing out the budget, if you don't believe in him spending $500 billion minimum on an unconstitutional student loan bailout, if you don't believe that Joe Biden has the power through OSHA to mandate that you vax, if you don't believe the Democrats have the power to shut down schools and shut down your businesses on the basis of a fake emergency, if you don't believe those things, are you a MAGA Republican or are you not? He doesn't provide any litmus test. The only litmus test that he provides in the speech as to who is not a MAGA Republican are Republicans he can work with. As you'll see, as we're going to go through the speech, that's who he is talking about. The only people who are the good Republicans are the Republicans who do what he wants. Those are the people who are not a threat. Everybody else, a threat. Associated with threat. Everybody else. The people who are the good Republicans, the ones you don't have to worry about. If you're out there and you're a Republican and you're worried that Joe Biden's coming after you, well, there's one way to avoid worrying about that, and that is you can be a good Republican who works with Joe Biden. So presumably this means like Mitt Romney on infrastructure. Presumably this means like Murkowski in Alaska, who's voted with Joe Biden a few times. But it means like Bill Kristol and the team over at the Dispatch or the Bulwark. Those are the good Republicans. The good Republicans are the ones who basically, Liz Cheney, the people who do Joe Biden's, and by the way, they're only good Republicans so long as they do his bidding. The minute they don't, they move back into MAGA Republican territory. It's a binary equation here. You're either with him or you're against him. George W. Bush said that about actual terrorists. Joe Biden says that about domestic Americans who oppose his political agenda. Because again, I'm going to read that to you again. He says, I want to be very clear up front, not every Republican, not even a majority of Republicans are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. He doesn't actually characterize what the extreme ideology is. It just means people who oppose him. Quote, I know because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. That's the litmus test. If he works with you and if you work with him, then this means you are no longer, you don't have to worry about him labeling you the enemy. But if you don't work with him, that is a very different story. If you do not work with Joe Biden, well, then he is going to unleash the power of his administration against you. And you should be ready because you are a threat to the republic. You, the person who doesn't like his agenda. You, the person who says, hey, yeah, you know what? I'll say that you won the election in 2020. Sure. But I think you're a horrible president. You're doing a terrible job and you should never win another election again. And you're a demagogue who is using the patina of unity in order to purge your political opponents from the public square. You're the enemy. That's what this speech was all about. Him trying to buy that back a little bit by pretending that he's not speaking about all Republicans. You're right. He's not speaking about all Republicans. There are people at the Lincoln Project he's not speaking about. There are some people who used to be Republicans and no longer consider themselves such. The Anna Navarros of the world, he's not talking about you. But if you are a conservative who opposes his agenda, he is talking about you. He is talking about you. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get to Joe Biden accusing basically half the country of treason. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden gave a speech last night, the most demagogic speech I have ever seen in my life from an American president, in which he essentially accused half the country of treason. So let's go through the indicators of who he is talking about when he decides that, because he's talking about you as a threat to the Republic. Again, threats to the Republic get thrown in jail. That's what happens in the United States. If you're an actual threat to the system of the United States, that is effectively treason. So he's accusing many, many people in the country of treason. So he goes on.
These are hard things. But I'm an American president. Not a president of red America, blue America, but of all America. And I believe it's my duty to level with you, to tell the truth, no matter how difficult, no matter how painful. And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself.
Okay, so a few things to note about this. One, his own party has propped up some of these quote-unquote election deniers in primaries so they can run against them. Second, when he says MAGA Republicans don't respect the Constitution, he declared last week that he could do something he had no constitutional power to do and simply relieve $500 billion in student loan debt. Joe Biden despises the Constitution. He sees it as a stricture preventing him from achieving the sort of power he craves. When he says that Republicans don't believe in the rule of law, we watched mass riots in 2020 promoted by the Democratic Party. We have watched lawlessness break out in nearly every major American city democratically governed. We've seen people ransacking shops. We've seen flash mobs wrecking places of business. All in democratic cities. You're talking about rule of law from a man who has single-handedly declared over and over, he doesn't have the power to do a thing, and then he just does it. It's amazing, amazing stuff. And when he says that they're working to undermine democracy itself, here's the thing. If you were only talking about people who say, for example, in the states, yeah, you know what, if there's an election in my state and it goes the wrong way, I'm just going to throw out the result. If you're just talking about that handful of people, if you're talking about that, that's an argument worth having. He's not talking about those people. This is a president of the United States who last year made a speech in which he said that if you were in favor of voter ID, you are akin to Bull Connor during Jim Crow. He has suggested over and over that there is a mass effort by Republicans to prevent Americans from voting, that voter suppression is a real issue in America. And those people presumably are who he's talking about. Now, voter suppression is not a major issue in America. And when people say that voter fraud is a major issue in America, I think voter fraud is an issue in America because I can point to actual instances of voter fraud. They are not nearly as copious as people think they are on the right. I cannot point to a single example in the United States, and neither can you, of a person who wanted to vote and had their vote actively suppressed. And if that did happen, that would be a federal civil rights violation. But again, Joe Biden's goal here is to lump everybody in with the enemy. Everybody he doesn't like is Hitler, he says, while standing in front of a set that could have been created by Leni Riefenstahl. It's unbelievable. Okay, he continues.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards. To an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love.
Oh, he said the quiet part out loud, guys. Remember that part like 2 seconds ago when he said he's not talking about all Republicans? He's not talking about all conservatives? He's just talking about the real MAGA extremists? Know you this. If you are a person who believes in the right to life for unborn human beings, you are a MAGA extremist, determined to take America backwards. If you believe there is no constitutional right to privacy, because literally there is no constitutional right to privacy, if you are Samuel Alito, if you are Clarence Thomas, if you are Justice Gorsuch, if you are Brett Kavanaugh, if you are Amy Coney Barrett, if you are, for that matter, John Roberts, who voted on this, you are a MAGA extremist. If you believe there is no right to contraception, because there is no right to contraception in the Constitution of the United States, if you believe in traditional marriage, that you do not have the unfettered right to marry anyone that you wish to have sex with in the United States, which is a historically true statement There is no right under the Constitution for you to marry anybody you love. By the way, even Joe Biden doesn't believe that. Joe Biden doesn't believe that brothers have a right to marry one another, for example, I assume. And maybe he'll change his opinion on that, float another trial balloon. But bottom line here is this. If you oppose his political agenda, you are a MAGA extremist. So he started off with this group of Republicans who are not MAGA extremists. And then he's shrinking it. He's shrinking it. And now it turns out that if you just don't agree with him on his interpretation of American law, this makes you a MAGA extremist determined to take America backwards. By the way, it is reminiscent of the language he used to use about Mitt Romney. You remember that in 2012, he suggested that Mitt Romney wanted to take us back to the 1950s. He wants to put y'all back in chains. So yeah, I have doubts when Joe Biden says he doesn't mean all of you. He's using the exact same language about Mitt Romney in 2012 as he is using about you today, as he is using about people who actually rioted on January 6th. That is the goal. He's saying it straight up. You oppose his agenda, you are the enemy. And here I am at a taxpayer-funded event flanked by members of the American military with the Independence Hall lit in blood red in order to explain to you why I'm pro-democracy. We'll get to more of this in just a moment, but first a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. Inflation is real, and the rate is estimated to be upwards of 10%. Soon, $1 million in your retirement account won't even last as long as you need it. Look, you need to store the value of your money, and you need to do it fast. The solution is NobleGoldInvestments.com. A precious metals IRA acts like a shield for inflation, and the name to know is Noble Gold. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're truly a natural choice for your retirement portfolio. Mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. You heard right. Just mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Don't let inflation affect you or your retirement. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. Mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Then he has the gall to explain that it's his opponents who are promoting authoritarian leaders. Again, says the man who has centralized more power in the executive branch than any president in American history. Here we go.
They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country.
Can you pause it for 1 second?
They look at the mob.
Okay, before we go further in this particular clip, I'm old enough to remember, because I'm more than 2 years old, when the Democratic Party promoted the lie that America's police were systemically racist, poo-pooed massive, most damaging riots in American history in the summer of 2020, when the vice president, second in command to this guy, the heir apparent, tried to bail out rioters in Minneapolis in the middle of 2020. Right now, we've had a spate of church burnings and bombings and pro-life clinics that have been attacked, and this administration has done nothing about those things. Dead silence about all of that. We had a person who tried to assassinate Justice Brett Kavanaugh in his home, was ready to do that. And you're saying that the opposition are the people who are fanning the flames of political... But by the way, what fans the flames of political violence more than literally labeling half the country from the podium of the President of the United States enemies of the Republic? People who wish to tear down the Republic. Traitors. It's hard to think of anything that could raise the temperature more than that. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's like, I oppose political violence. Also, all of my opponents are basically akin to domestic terrorists. I mean, number one, you're driving a press for oppression on behalf of the actual state. And number two, you're driving people who may be prone to violence to actually take up arms and commit acts of violence. And you're raising the temperature. There's no question that's what he's doing here in the most cynical possible way, because then, if God forbid there is violence, he's going to then attribute that to all of his political opposition. It's a cynical and despicable play. And from a guy who's now proclaiming that he's there for unity? My God. Continue.
They look at the mob that stormed the United States Capitol on January 6th, brutally attacking law enforcement, not as insurrectionists who placed a dagger at the throat of our democracy, but they look at them as patriots. And they see their MAGA failure to stop a peaceful transfer of power after the 2020 election as preparation for the 2022 and 2024 elections. They tried everything last time. to nullify the votes of 81 million people. This time, they're determined to succeed in thwarting the will of the people.
So, again, I am not a person who has said that I think Joe Biden lost the 2020 election. But the entire Democratic Party spent 4 years claiming that Donald Trump was the illegitimate president of the United States based on Russian collusion in the 2016 election. The current White House press secretary has said twice that Republicans stole elections. She has not been asked that one single time. Karine Jean-Pierre said that. It's just an incredible thing. It's an incredible thing. And again, even if you agree with this part of the speech, where you're right, there are people out there and they're denying the election, they shouldn't deny the election. He lumped together everyone who is pro-life in this country, people who are pro-Second Amendment in this country, people who believe in traditional marriage in this country, with that. They're all the same. They're all enemies of the Republic. They're dangers to equality and democracy. They are threats to the soul of America. We're just getting started. It gets worse and worse. Here we go.
That's why respected conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Ludwig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy. But while the threat to American democracy is real, I want to say as clearly as we can, we are not powerless in the face of these threats. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans from every background and belief who reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it.
You're not powerless. You're not powerless, guys. There are people who are attacking democracy. What are you going to do about it? They're attacking it. Now, typically in America, when people attack our democracy, when people attack, again, that's criminal behavior. He's encouraging half the population to see the other half of the population as actual criminals and traitors. And the hypocrisy of the speech, the things that he says about his political opponent that apply mostly to him, they just come fast and furious here. He then, in the most galling fashion, while labeling half of the American population traitors to the country, he then suggests that he is here for unity. It's enough to make you vomit. It really is. It's truly stomach-churning. We'll get some more in just 1 second. First, let's talk about how you recruit the best employees to your business.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden says we're at an inflection point in America. Either his enemies are quashed or democracy is lost. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, y'all, are you a chicken fried steak fan? You're going to want to stop over at Black Bear Diner, where they've just introduced 4 new ways to love your favorite. Try the kitchen sink omelet, 3 eggs loaded with veggies, chicken fried steak, cheese, and country gravy. Or a new take on a crispy sandwich, crispy or spicy, piled high with goodies and crispy chicken fried steak. If pasta's your game, they've got you covered with smooth fettuccine Alfredo topped with chicken fried steak. Now serving for a limited time, Black Bear Diner.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
It's Carnival Lights and Country Nights at the Intermountain Fair on A Street in MacArthur. Exhibits open daily at 10 o'clock and the carnival opens at noon. Admission is $6. Kids 5 and under get in free. And today is Senior Day, so seniors 60 and older get in free. Additional charges apply for ride wristbands and events, including the Enduro Race tonight at 7. And the main event, recording artist Cameron Marlowe, live in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena tomorrow night at 7. It's the Intermountain Fair, now through Labor Day on A Street in MacArthur.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden gave a speech last night that is the most demagogic speech I've ever seen from an American president, especially one who proclaims that he's in favor of unity and calming things down. Again, the idea is that everyone he opposes is bad. Every single person. And he says we are now at an inflection point. We're at an inflection point. And you have a binary choice. You're either with him or you're with them. You're with us or you're with the MAGA extremists. Here's Joe Biden.
It's in our hands, yours and mine, to stop the assault on American democracy. I believe America is at an inflection point. One of those moments that determine the shape of everything that's to come after. And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. But together,
my God,
together we can choose a different path. We can choose a better path forward to the future. A future of possibility.
This stuff sounded better in the original German. When he says things like, my opponents, they stoke fear, division, and darkness, flanked by members of the military in a blood red background. When he says, my political opponents, these are people who thrive on chaos. They live in the shadow of lies. Those are my political opponents. But together, we can choose light and happiness. We can choose something wonderful. And then he is so nonspecific about the people he is talking about that it literally includes everyone who is pro-life. Every single person who's pro-traditional marriage. Every single person who opposes the transing of the children. All those people are people who live in the shadow of lies. And he can tell you that he's not thriving on fear and chaos. This is a man who's against fear and living on fear and chaos and generating hatred for the opponent. You should definitely fear and hate the chaos of his opponents. I mean, it's the gaslighting of this speech, astonishing. And then he talks about his own values. Right? He talks about the values of our nation. And gag me with a spoon, man. I mean, this is just all the stuff he says that his opponents believe, the projection here is epic levels of projection.
This is a nation that honors our Constitution. We do not reject it. This is a nation that believes in the rule of law. We do not repudiate it. This is a nation that respects free and fair elections. We honor the will of the people. We do not deny it. And this is a nation that rejects violence as a political tool. We do not encourage violence. We are still an America that believes in honesty and decency and respect for others. Patriotism, liberty, justice for all, hope, possibilities. We are still, at our core, a democracy.
We're still a democracy. By democracy, he means you're a bunch of people who delegate all power to me through a pure mob rule election. When he says we respect free and fair elections, you spent 4 years declaring that Donald Trump was Vladimir Putin's puppet. He says we honor the will of the people, we don't deny it. Is that really the case? Because it seems to me that every time you lose a political battle, you declare the entire game rigged. And we reject violence as a political, we don't encourage violence. You had mayors of your cities writing in giant block letters, Black Lives Matter and defund the police in the middle of a rioting summer. The projection is astonishing. You're supposed to believe that these are the people who are pro-constitution. They're pro-rule of law. They're pro-liberty. They're pro-republicanism. These are the ones. And I'm never going to get over the irony of him saying all this stuff while looking like he stepped straight out of the pages of a Mussolini speech. It's amazing. You could Photoshop this guy into a Mussolini background right here, and it would look almost the same. But don't worry, guys. He's against authoritarianism, is Joe Biden, the greatest centralizer of power in the executive branch in American history.
History tells us the blind loyalty to a single leader and a willingness to engage in political violence is fatal to democracy. For a long time, we've told ourselves that American democracy is guaranteed, but it's not. We have to defend it, protect it.
Blind loyalty to a single leader is a problem. I seem to remember a few political cults in the past. And I have very little belief that Joe Biden believes that loyalty to a single figure is a particularly bad thing while standing using taxpayer dollars in front of Marines. I mean, again, this is not the Marines' fault. It's the whole point. He's hijacking the power of the presidency in order to use the prop of the military to back his message. It's an extraordinary breach of what it means to be the president of the United States. But don't worry. He's going to call on all of us to come together. We're going to come together around fighting the internal enemy. We're going to come together around you ratting on your neighbors. You never know. It might be a member of your family. It might be you. You might have to report yourself. Here we go.
That's why tonight I'm asking our nation to come together, unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology. We're all called by duty and conscience to confront extremists who put their own pursuit of power above all else. Democrats, independents, mainstream Republicans, we must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving American democracy than MAGA Republicans are to destroying American democracy. We, the people, will not let anyone or anything tear us apart.
We the people, the mob, we will not let anyone tear this country apart. Go after your neighbor. Go after him. That's how we unite. We unite by coming together as a mob and going after that guy who voted the other way in the last election cycle. That guy, he probably hates democracy. The best thing we can do, we got to shut that ass up. Really important. We got to go after him. We got to ruin him. We got to use the power of the state to quash him. That's how we achieve unity. I said when Joe Biden took office and he gave his big unity address, there are only two ways to achieve unity in a disparate polity. One, you accept that some people disagree with you and you move on. Two, you purge. I think it's pretty clear which direction Joe Biden prefers. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tosha Stevens.
The Biden administration announces an arms sale to Taiwan worth over $1 billion. This as U.S.-China tensions escalate over the status of the island. The State Department says the equipment is necessary for Taiwan to maintain a sufficient self-defense capability. China has been especially unhappy since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited the island last month. Millions of Americans are hitting the road this Labor Day holiday weekend. Rita Foley has the latest on gas prices nationwide.
Gas is down to $3.80 a gallon today, but that's still 62 cents higher than a year ago. Prices are highest in the West, $5.24 in California, lowest in the South and parts of the Midwest, $3.30 in Arkansas, says the AAA.
August jobs report came out today.
The government reports the economy added 315,000 jobs last month. That's noticeably down from 526,000 in July and below the average gain of the previous 3 months. The hiring slowdown comes in the face of rising interest rates, high inflation, and sluggish consumer spending, all of which have weakened the outlook for the economy. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate rose 0.2% to 3.7%.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. NASA's most powerful rocket ever remains on its pad at Kennedy Space Center, and they'll try again tomorrow for a moon rocket launch. Now, even though Monday's original launch was delayed, Jeremy Parsons at NASA says that they have a great team working on this launch.
Our team is ready. They are getting better with every attempt and actually performed superbly during launch countdown number one.
Tomorrow's two-hour launch window for Artemis 1 opens at 2:17 p.m. Eastern Time. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Millions of Americans are waking up to a country they don't recognize. And while they struggle to raise their families and pay the bills, the media and corporations are telling them they're what's wrong with the country. Thankfully, there are some companies that still believe in America and our Constitution. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone company, is on the front lines fighting for the sanctity of life, religious freedom, and the Second Amendment. This is why Patriot Mobile is different from every other provider out there. Inflation has made it really hard on many Americans. Thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget, and they offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers. Get the same great service plus the knowledge that your money is supporting the values that made America great and will again. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka or call 972-PATRIOT. Use offer code G-O-R-K-A to get free activation. Special discounts for veterans and first responders. Join our movement. Make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/G-O-R-K-A or 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka.
Republicans are blasting Alaska's ranked choice voting system after it allowed a Democrat to capture the state's lone seat in Congress. Bob Agnew reports.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton complained in a tweet that a Democrat won despite the fact 60% of Alaska voters chose Republicans. RNC National Press Secretary Mary Vaughn said in a statement, the results, quote, prove what we've known all along. Ranked choice voting disenfranchises voters. Supporters say the system, which allows voters to rank candidates, then redistributes second place votes from the ballots of the losing candidate, gives less power to political parties and more control to voters. Bob Agnew reporting.
Amazon's placing a 72-hour moratorium on reviews after new shows air. The company says the change was made in order to minimize spam reviews and to authenticate the comments or from actual viewers. But many see the move as a way to shield the company from the deluge of negative reviews following the premiere of The Rings of Power. News and analysis at townhall.com. The G7 is pledging to move forward with the Russia oil price cap system.
Finance ministers from the group of seven industrial powers want to impose a cap on the price of Russian oil in a bid to limit the Kremlin's revenues and ability to fund its war in Ukraine, while still curtailing the war's impact on energy prices and inflation. The ministers say the cap will bar insurance or shipping companies from helping Russia sell oil at prices above the set limit. The decision follows discussions at the group's summit earlier this year and aims at solving one of the vexing problems with sanctions against Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Germany agrees to pay $28 million to the families of Israeli athletes murdered at the 1972 Olympics in Munich. It was just last month the family said they were unhappy with Germany's latest offer and they plan to boycott a 50th anniversary of the attack ceremony Monday in Munich. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's time for the Iron Soldier Ride again. I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. The Iron Soldier Ride is Sunday, October 2nd. This tradition, started by Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, is proudly carried on by California Custom Trailers, Power Sports, and Marine on Twinview Boulevard in Redding. To be a sponsor of this fun event, call 530-275-7300. Riders, registration is in the store only. All motorcycles are welcome. $40 registration in advance. 45 day up, you get t-shirt guaranteed on the day of the event, plus scenic ride, swag, lunch, games, and prizes. Register in person today. Learn more about the registration or sponsorship at 530-275-7300. All proceeds provide holiday meals for military families and post 9/11 veterans in need, as well as care packages for our troops. Sign up today at California Custom, 1936 Twinview Boulevard. Call today, 530-275-7300.
Hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. So we've been talking about Joe Biden's horrific speech last night. We've gone through his Manichaean division between the forces of light, namely him and his friends and everybody else. He also says that he's very much against political violence. So you are traitors and enemies of democracy, but he hates political violence. So here I am saying that my political opponents are extremists, which is the word that we used to use for terrorists. They're domestic extremists who hate democracy and want to destroy the fundamentals of the republic. But guys, I hate violence. I really do. Violence is totally uncalled for against those people over there who just want to destroy the country, like fundamentally rip apart everything that it's about, hurt you, hurt your family. Those people, they are the worst. They're semi-fascist. They're quasi-Nazis. But I hate political violence, guys. Political violence is so not appropriate. Here's Joe Biden playing both sides.
We hear you've heard it. More and more talk about violence as an acceptable political tool in this country. It's not. It can never be an acceptable tool. So I want to say this plain and simple. There is no place for political violence in America, period. None, ever.
Oh, no place for it. You know when that would have been a lot more useful is when there were literally 21 million people marching in the streets and a significant number of people who then broke into stores, looted them, burned things down and attacked police. Like, okay. But here's the thing. Joe Biden, when he says that his political opponents are the fonthead of all evil in the universe, when he says that, you have to understand he really likes dissent. He likes having these big, complicated conversations. He likes the give and take of American politics. You traitorous bastards, you.
I believe in the give and take of politics. In disagreement and debate and dissent. We're a big, complicated country. But democracy endures only if we, the people, respect the guardrails of the republic. Only if we, the people, accept the results of free and fair elections. Only if we, the people, see politics not as total war, but mediation of our differences. Democracy cannot survive when one side believes there are only two outcomes to an election. Either they win or they were cheated. And that's where the MAGA Republicans are today.
You spent 4 years and tens of millions of dollars on the theory that either Hillary Clinton won or you were cheated. I'm sorry, Democrats have not accepted the results of a presidential election that went the other way for them since about 1988. They thought the 2000 election was stolen. They did not accept that George W. Bush was a legitimate president. 2004 was supposedly an outgrowth of 2000 and also Diebold voting machines. In 2016, Donald Trump was a tool of the Russians and it was Facebook memes that got him elected. Don't lecture us about accepting elections when you still say that Stacey Abrams is the rightful governor of Georgia after she lost by 50,000 votes in her last gubernatorial race. Yes, it's really bad when you have both sides rejecting the results of elections. But let's stop pretending that this is a one-sided issue. It is not. It is bad when both sides do it. Democrats seem to have a rule. It's that it's really bad when you do it. It's great when we do. So he continues along these lines. Right? You can't love democracy only when you win. This line is so astonishing coming from this leader of this party. Here we go.
You can't love your country only when you win. It's fundamental. American democracy only works only if we choose to respect the rule of law and the institutions that were set up in this chamber behind me. Only if we respect our legitimate political differences. I will not stand by and watch. I will not the will of the American people be overturned by wild conspiracy theories. I will not stand by and watch elections in this country stolen by people who simply refuse to accept that they lost. I will not stand by and watch the most fundamental freedom in this country, the freedom to vote, and have your vote counted, and be taken from you and the American people.
There are people, did you know, who are actively attempting to prevent you from voting. Now, one of the things that's amazing here is that there has been a bipartisan possibility of a bill that's been brought up by Mitch McConnell in the Senate, and that is change the Electoral Count Act so that there is no possibility of rejecting certified votes from the states. The Democrats won't pass it because they want to run on these issues. They want to pretend that their opponents hate democracy and then run on that. When he says, this line is so amazing coming from the Democrats. You can't love democracy only when you win. You know what the polls show? The polls show over and over and over again that Republicans remain patriotic. They say they love the country even when Democrats win. Democrats change their opinions on how much they love the country based almost solely on when they are winning and losing. This has been a longtime feature of American politics. This is true under every Pew, Gallup, and every other poll that's ever been taken. When it comes to feelings of patriotism, Republicans are very consistent that they love the country. Democrats only love the country when Barack Obama is president. And then when Donald Trump wins, boom, the patriotism just drops off the table. When he says that we have to work to respect the rule of law and the institutions that were set up in the chamber, he despises those institutions. He has called for the end of the filibuster, for example. He is somebody who says that the Supreme Court of the United States is not doing its job unless it just greenlights what he is doing. He has done stuff he himself has declared illegal. But he's an institutionalist, don't you know? I mean, this is gaslighting at the very, very highest level. And again, when he says that there are people in this country who are attempting to suppress the right to vote, that is such a lie. What exactly is the evidence that he has that millions of votes are being not counted and thrown out? It was Republican officials in Georgia who certified the election. It was Republican officials in Arizona who certified the election. It was Republican officials in Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania who certified the election. It was Vice President Mike Pence who certified the election. The Vice President to Donald Trump. It was Mitch McConnell who certified the election. But he labels all those people MAGA Republicans, all of them, every single one of those people. Because again, it's not about the thing he says it's about. It's about the people who oppose him are the enemy of the country. We'll get to more on this in just one second. First, let's talk about the simple fact that there is only one end to everyone's life, death. I know, dark thoughts here, but you need life insurance. It's just that simple. After all, no one gets out alive. Policy Genius can help you get the life insurance you need, so God forbid something happens to you, you can make sure that your family is taken care of. Because those mortgage payments, private student loans, other types of debt, they don't just disappear. If God forbid you die, your family just has to take care of that problem. Now, Policy Genius is an insurance marketplace that makes it easy to compare quotes from top companies like AIG and Prudential in one place to find your lowest price on life insurance. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. Options start at just $17 per month for $500,000 of coverage. Just click the link in the description or head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get personalized quotes in minutes. Find the right policy for your needs. The licensed agents at Policy Genius work for you, not the insurance companies. They're on hand throughout the entire process to help you understand your options so you can make decisions with confidence. Policy Genius doesn't add on extra fees. Your personal information is private. Policy Genius doesn't sell your details to third parties. Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews across Google and Trustpilot and options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius has helped over 30 million people shop for insurance. They placed over $150 billion in coverage. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com, get your free life insurance quotes, see how much you could save today. Then, about three-quarters of the way through the speech, it just turns into him listing off all of the amazing things that he has done. Because if you oppose those amazing things that he has done, this means you're an enemy of the Republic. So he talks about how he is the light that has emerged from the darkness. He, in his grim, elderly visage, barely able to speak without either being jacked up to heights of adrenaline that make him nearly incomprehensible, or he falls asleep like he's suffering from narcolepsy. He is saying that he is the light that has emerged from, he is the messianic figure that has emerged from the darkness, he said, flanked by a blood-red Independence Hall.
Throughout our history, America's often made the greatest progress coming out of some of our darkest moments, like you're hearing that bullhorn.
Okay, so here I think we should point out that about two-thirds of the way through the speech, there was a guy in a bullhorn who was audible on the audio, and what he was screaming was F Joe Biden. And that's what he was screaming. And Joe Biden says that the darkest moments of our history are the things coming out of that bullhorn. People saying they don't like him. That's the darkest moments of our history. And you know what the progress is that came out of the darkest moments of our history? That progress was him. He is the progress. He is the man on the donkey riding into Judea. He is, you thought he was just a venal, corrupt old politician who's lusted after power his entire life. And now that he's gained it, is gripping it with the fiery force of a thousand suns. You thought that's who he was. But no, actually, he is a light bringer. Like his predecessor, he's a light bringer. So he compares himself to, once again, the MAGA Republicans. And it amazing stuff here.
MAGA Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. They spread fear and lies. Lies told for profit and power. But I see a different America. An America with an unlimited future. An America that's about to take off.
I mean, that's an amazing statement. So his opponents see carnage, darkness, and despair. This entire speech has been about how half the American population wishes to destroy the democracy in which we live. But don't worry. It's his opponents who see carnage and darkness and despair. He's hopeful, you see. He's an optimist. What makes him optimistic? Well, what makes him optimistic is that he has spent more money than any president in the history of the world. What makes him optimistic is that he has rammed through useless package after useless package, bringing us to 40-year highs in inflation and the brink of a very serious recession in the United States. What makes him optimistic is things like pulling out of Afghanistan and subjecting 38 million people to the predations of the Taliban. I mean, all these things make him optimistic. It turns out that optimism is wrapped up. If you're optimistic about the country, it's because you love Joe Biden. It's just that simple. Here we go.
Just look around. I believe we could lift America from the depths of COVID. So we passed the largest economic recovery package since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I believe we could build a better America. So we passed the biggest infrastructure investment since President Dwight D. Eisenhower. And I believe we could create a clean energy future and save the planet. So we passed the most important climate initiative ever, ever, ever.
The cure, according to Joe Biden, is embrace all of the things I want. And if you don't embrace all of the things that I want, this means you are standing with the white supremacists and the extremists. He makes this absolutely explicit in the next minute of the speech.
No matter what the white supremacists and the extremists say, I made a bet on you, the American people, and that bet is paying off, proving that from darkness, the darkness of Charlottesville, of COVID, of gun violence, of insurrection, we can see the light. Light is now visible. Light that will guide us forward, not only in words, but in actions. Actions for you, for your children, for your grandchildren, for America. Even in this moment.
Hey, stop it right there. When he says, well, I mean, again, the juxtaposition is a binary, Manichaean juxtaposition. There are the white supremacists, the MAGA extremists, and I made a bet that they were going to lose. And the proof that they're losing is that I, the Lightbringer, have done all of these things. All of my policies are the solution. If you don't back my policies, obviously, you're with Charlottesville. Obviously, you love gun violence. Obviously, you're a person who loves COVID. You're a COVID lover. Because he is the person who has brought us all together for our children, for our grandchildren, for America. And if you don't believe that, then you're the enemy. You are. Don't you feel the light? Don't you feel the happiness and the optimism? Don't you? The political lack of acumen here is astonishing. The moral blindness here is even more astonishing. And again, that combined with the worst optics I've ever seen from a major American figure leads me to say this is the worst speech I've ever seen in my entire life. And of course, he doesn't stop there. He just continues beating this dead horse into the ground. He takes a jackhammer and just starts jackhammering that corpse into the ground. Here we go.
That's where we need to focus our energy. Not in the past. Not on divisive culture wars, not on the politics of grievance, but on a future we can build together. The MAGA Republicans believe that for them to succeed, everyone else has to fail. They believe America is not like I believe about America. I believe America is big enough for all of us to succeed. And that is the nation we're building, the nation where no one is left behind.
I feel the light. Do you? Do you feel it? We focus not on the past, not on grievances, not on divisive culture wars, but on that son of a bitch right there. That guy, if we pummel that guy together, we're going to feel the unity. We're going to build a nation where no one is left behind, except for that jack. Man, you see the guy in the MAGA hat over there? We are just going to clock the shit out of him. And that will bring us together like never, ever, ever before. Do you feel the light? Do you feel the warmth? Do you feel the heavenly voice shine upon you? Do you feel it? We'll get some more in just 1 second. First, let's talk about how you recruit the best employees to your business.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Already coming up, Joe Biden says he's going to save the soul of the nation. I don't know about you. When I think of people capable of saving my soul, I think of doddering, corrupt politicians who are 89,000 years old. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Association.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden says he's going to save the soul of the nation. I have some doubts. The battle for the soul ends with somebody losing. And the people who are going to lose are all the people who disagree with him. Here we go.
I believe we're in a battle for the soul of this nation. I still believe that to be true. I believe the soul is the breath, the life, and the essence of who we are. The soul is what makes us us. The soul of America is defined by the sacred proposition that all are created equal in the image of God. That all are entitled to be treated with decency, dignity, and respect. That all deserve justice and a shot at lives of prosperity and consequence. And that democracy must be defended, for democracy makes all these things possible.
Yeah, this seems like a dude who loves democracy, right? He loves it. He just loves popular rule, and he loves checks and balances. He likes individual rights protected by a limited government. And those are the things he probably likes. And here is the thing. The way to protect democracy is to vote for him. Obviously, not to vote for his opponents, not to engage in the rough back and forth of politics. That stuff, that's secondary. What he needs is power. See, if you give him more power, he'll preserve the democracy. That's the best way to preserve a democracy, is to hand power to one person and to centralize authority in him. That's how you preserve democracy in a time of crisis, says Joe Biden.
Vote! Vote, vote. And if we do our duty in 2022 and beyond, then ages still to come will say, we, all of us here, we kept the faith. We preserved democracy. We heeded our worst. We heeded not our worst instincts, but our better angels.
And he concluded by suggesting once again, we're united, guys. We're the United States of America. Except for that guy. That guy. Whew. Better do something about him. But we are the United... my favorite is when he just starts quoting Barack Obama, but it's just feeble and tired and old and a worse version of demagoguery that, like, significantly worse. At least Barack Obama, when he was demagoguing it, he had the brains not to do it in front of Mussolini's set. But here's Joe Biden.
We are the United States of America, the United States of America. And may God protect our nation, and may God protect all those who stand watch over our democracy. God bless you all. Democracy. Thank you.
Democracy. Thank you. I love democracy. So, how did the media celebrate this speech? Well, the way that you would think. They immediately began performing a prostate massage on the President of the United States. So here are members of the media just going gaga over all of this. They loved it. They loved it because, of course, they are apparatchiks of the state apparatus. So here we go.
This is a speech Joe Biden's wanted to give for a very long time.
I really thought this was a fascinating bit of presidential stagecraft and rhetoric.
It was a very, very patriotic speech.
I appreciate his hope and his sense of patriotism. And I couldn't agree more with what he said.
He talked about a kind of coalition of those of goodwill coming together to unite to defend democracy.
He almost seemed to sort of be reclaiming patriotism.
He literally framed this as a battle between light and darkness.
And he called on Americans to come together despite their political differences. Where he says to the heckler, that dude, that man, that person from the other side is entitled to be outraged.
Totally.
Republicans right now would have that heckler be beaten.
Yes, our media, they say, you know, it's all about coming together. That's what it was. It was all about patriotism. Now, Joe Biden said that he was going to come into power and he was going to restore normalcy. He was going to bring down the temperature. He was going to restore unity in the country. And then he gave that speech. If you trust this man with power, if you trust this man again with power and his party with power, I don't know what you are thinking. I honest to God do not know what you are thinking. It is a dark time in American history. That dark time is not going to be alleviated by a president of the United States with actual authoritarian ambitions, speaking falsely on behalf of democracy and equality while ripping half the country as actual moral enemies. Coming up, we'll jump into the vaunted Ben Shapiro Show mailbag. So make sure that you subscribe so your question could be answered. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Kids are back in school, and Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive knows that crowded parking lots can lead to fender benders, door dings, dents, and scratches. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Mako offers free estimates, works with most major insurance companies, and pricing is about 30% less than the national average. Uh-oh, better call Mako at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So we're going to jump into the vaunted Ben Shapiro Show mailbag. Now, here's the thing. If you want your question answered in this mailbag, then you have to actually be a Daily Wire Plus member. So head on over to dailywireplus.com, get yourself a membership. Maybe your question will find its way on the air. William says, first time sending anything in the mailbag after being a member for the last 3 years. My question is, what do we do about our current big government problem? I just don't see a way that we can get through this without economic ruin. I run a small cattle business, and I'm struggling just to buy feed, let alone afford fuel for the truck and tractor. Would love to hear your thoughts on that situation that we are in. Also, I'm currently working a full-time job, 50-plus hours a week, and going to school year-round for a business degree. I can relate to what you say about having to plan every moment of your day to the minute. My second question is, do you think a business degree in marketing is worth it? I'm going to school online from an accredited university. I'm currently top of my class, 3.89 GPA with 10 months left. I'm having doubts on why the last 3 years have been worth it. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the situation. Appreciate everything you and the Daily Wire do. Well, listen, I think that we live in a credentialed society, unfortunately. I think it's a really big problem, but that is the way the society is constructed. So long as that is the case, people are going to need that piece of paper to show other people that they actually know how to study or do a study program or whatever it is. So I'm not saying you should drop out with 10 months left. I'm saying that ideally businesses themselves should stop hiring based on credentialism, but we live in the system that we live in. As far as how we get out of the current economic predicament that we are in, the answer is only robust economic growth can help us get out of that, and then later we're going to have to cut the spending. So what that means is that we're going to have to relieve regulations and taxes. We're going to have to benefit innovation, and if we do that, and we bring down the spending, we have a shot at this thing, restructuring entitlements and all the rest. But the reality is that, politically speaking, nobody's bringing down the spending or restructuring entitlements until the fastball that is reality clocks us in the face. So in the meantime, the best we can do is at least get that economic growth rate up. The biggest problem right now in the economy is the economic stagnation. Inflation is a problem, but it's a problem that the Federal Reserve presumably is going to bring down. Economic stagnation is not something that the Federal Reserve can end. It's not something that the Federal Reserve can handle. Jacob says, hey, Ben, I live in the rural Appalachian area of Pennsylvania. While this is a very conservative area and Pennsylvania is seeming to shift to the right as a whole, there isn't a lot of excitement around Dr. Oz. On the contrary, there is a lot of excitement here for Doug Mastriano. I can't say I'm particularly excited by Dr. Oz, but I think he's better than Fetterman. Is it time for conservatives and conservative outlets to start showing support for Dr. Oz to avoid another Bernie Sanders senator? In my mind, he seems soft. It's better to have a softer conservative than a socialist. Well, I mean, yes, if you're a conservative, you should be backing Dr. Oz. I mean, this is now a binary choice between Dr. Oz and John Fetterman. Fetterman is a nut job, wild socialist who's been useless pretty much his entire adult life. He's not even sentient at this point. Dr. Oz would be a better senator than John Fetterman. There's no question about that. As far as the excitement for Doug Mastriano, I mean, what the polls right now are showing is that Mastriano is still running well behind Josh Shapiro. Those polls are fairly competitive, but the latest polls are not showing that Mastriano is about to overtake Josh Shapiro. The latest Franklin and Marshall College poll shows about a 10 percentage point difference in favor of Josh Shapiro. And again, you know, I think that you're going to see Mastriano. These are fairly narrow races. They're still within close to margin of error overall. But, you know, would better candidates have helped? You bet your ass they would have helped. Eric says, why are you and others saying the Democrats are swiveling on their anti-police opinions because they're defending the FBI? They've always defended the FBI. Police are state and local authorities. They'd love to see them go away. So the only law enforcement was federal. Am I seeing this wrong? Well, no. Democrats like the FBI when they're in control of the federal government. They hate the FBI when they're not in control of the federal government. I mean, it's that simple. They liked the FBI when Bill Clinton was in charge and when Waco was happening. And they hated the FBI when George W. Bush was in charge and it was after the Patriot Act. They hated the FBI in the 1960s because the 1960s, the FBI was targeting anti-war activists, for example, and communists. And they love the FBI now because obviously it's targeting Donald Trump. Ray says, hey, Ben, what are your thoughts on the Forward Party? My feeling is it can only fracture support of existing parties. I'm not sure which one has the most to lose. Well, I mean, the Forward Party is likely to draw its votes from Democrats. The Republican Party is unlikely to they're not a lot of kind of quote-unquote Republican moderates who are going to move over to the Forward Party. Again, this system is not built for a robust third party absent years of investment and a really magnetic candidate at the top of the ballot. I just don't think that third parties have any historic track record of being able to establish themselves in the United States. Rob says, hey, Ben, I'm 28. My wife and I are trying to start a family. Neither of us got the Fauci ouchie, credit to the name, to Knowles. We'll never give credit to Knowles. We are increasingly nervous about the amount of recently added default vaccinations for infants that there are. I know vaccines are an amazing technology that have saved millions, if not billions, of lives. However, that doesn't mean all of them are good, necessary, or without consequence. Not to mention the huge financial factor for Big Pharma to get their vaccines on the mandatory or recommended list. How did you deal with this with your kids? How do you recommend others go about this? Feel free to run this by your wife. Well, MMR is a vaccine that has been, it gets rid of a childhood disease. It is extraordinarily effective. It's been tried for decades at this point without massively significant side effects. I am generally against giving kids vaccines for diseases that do not pose a serious threat to them, which is why I didn't vaccinate my small children for COVID. I have no interest in doing so. There was no longitudinal data on the effect on kids. COVID itself was not really killing kids or even significantly harming kids as a general rule. It sort of depends on what you're talking about. But when it comes to a lot of childhood diseases, I'm very much in favor of vaccinations. And the ones that have been traditionally tried and tested, those are the ones that I would continue to count on. Adina says, do you think a policy focused on involving young people in volunteering would help community breakdown issues as well as a portion of the mental health crisis? Would such a policy prescription ever gain enough political incentive to be implemented? Well, again, I think that that sort of stuff has to come bottom up. It's very difficult to talk about having a top-down community reinstitution via the government. The government is not good at this sort of stuff. The government has attempted to create ersatz social fabric in various arenas, but it has generally not been particularly effective in doing so. Yes, we should be involving young people in volunteering. We should get young people involved in their church and local community, but that's going to happen socially. It can't happen governmentally. Anonymous says, hey, Ben, have you heard or looked into what is happening with the doctor shortage? I work in a clinic. I've been seeing and hearing of doctors retiring early, quitting, getting fired, walking out while their patients wait for appointments, only to find out their doctor just quit. We can't seem to get doctors to want to come to our very blue state either due to the politics. I really believe that people need to know how policies are affecting their health care. We can no longer receive new patients. The patients of our last doctor that was fired are not being taken on by other doctors, which will leave them without health care. It's very sad because a lot of clinics around us are not accepting new patients either. I only know the surface of what I see, but I think it could be very useful for an investigation. Yeah, I mean, there is a serious problem in the medical profession. The Medicare, Medicaid industry has done enormous harm to the market-based platform that it used to be medicine in the United States. A lot of doctors simply don't accept Medicaid or Medicare because the reimbursement rates are just too low. You have to go through a lot of manure in order to get to the roses when you are becoming a doctor. The residency programs are really long, and what that means is you're getting a lot of people who are specializing and fewer people in primary care. When it comes to basic care, you know, in clinics, you need more people in primary care. But the only way that you're going to be able to do that is to incentivize people to go into primary care. Doctor shortages are a reality of heavily subsidized governmental systems, unless you're willing to pay an enormous amount of money. You have serious doctor shortages in places like Britain. This is why they ship in immigrants. You're seeing the same thing happening in places like Israel. Any place with a significantly nationalized system is going to have a real problem in getting doctors to work because, again, it costs a lot of money and a lot of time to become a doctor. And if you're getting paid like a postal service worker at the other end, that's not a good thing. We'll get to more on this in just one second. First, using the internet without ExpressVPN, it is a dumb move. It's like leaving your laptop exposed at the coffee shop table. You say to your neighbor, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. Can you watch my laptop? Most of the time that works out, okay? Then there's that one time that you come out and that person is now browsing your email. You don't want to do that. Instead, protect your internet activity the way you should with ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data. We're talking passwords, financial details, etc. Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. So why use ExpressVPN? Well, first of all, it creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. Hackers can't steal your sensitive data. You can fire up the app and click one button and you get protected. It's just that easy. It's really easy to use. They got phones, laptops, tablets, and more that can be protected so you can stay secure on the go. Listen, I want my data protected because, frankly, what I do online is nobody's business. I'm a highly political figure with a certain level of prominence. If I protect my devices with ExpressVPN, surely you should as well. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Get an extra 3 months for free. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. James says, hey, man, I was reading a chapter of Ted Cruz's book, One Vote Away. I wanted to know your opinion on the exclusionary rule and Miranda rights in constitutional law. Ted Cruz says it's a ridiculous invention by judicial activists. Do you agree? Do you think the Constitution intends for tort claims to be made instead of throwing out a conviction? Yes. So the Miranda decision is a ridiculous decision. The exclusionary rule is super silly. So the exclusionary rule basically suggests that if you arrest a suspect, you don't read them their rights. They then confess to having murdered a small child. We have to take that confession and throw it out. We can't admit that in court. The evidence has to be excluded because they weren't read their rights. The real answer should be that if a police officer violates the law, the police officer is held accountable either criminally or civilly. But it doesn't mean that a criminal should walk free because of the violation of law. That is essentially what the exclusionary rule does. It's very silly. And again, it doesn't even have its supposed impact because reading the Miranda rights has now become so pro forma that everybody hears it and then they do what they're going to do anyway. And then they claim that they weren't read their Miranda rights or wasn't proper or whatever. Eddie says, hey, Ben, What do you think designates a man or a woman, chromosomes or gametes? The reason I ask is because I don't buy into transgender nonsense, but someone recently gave me an argument for transgenderism because of a condition called Sawyer syndrome. It's when someone has the chromosomes of one sex and the gametes of the other. So like a person with XY chromosomes having a female reproductive system and everything that goes along with it. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on this. Thanks and God bless. So the traditional explanation of sex is based on gametes. Right? Large cell gametes, meaning eggs, those belong to females. Small cell gametes, meaning sperm, those belong to males. However, citing chromosomal anomalies to suggest that these are exclusive of one another, that XY and gametes have nothing to do with one another, is, of course, very silly. In 99.999% of cases, XY is going to line up precisely with the gamete production of the particular sex. So I understand that we're trying to throw out the factor, but that isn't proper. You know, using intersex people as a basis for transgenderism is very silly because the argument of transgenderism is you can have XY chromosomes and you can develop small cell gametes, meaning sperm, and you can still be a female, right? That man over there who's XY and has all the dangly bits and has three children, he's actually a female, right? That's the argument of transgenderism, which makes no sense whatsoever. Aaron says, hey, Ben, love the show. Love what you guys at Daily Wire are doing. I'm a dad in rural Kentucky of a five-year-old about to go into kindergarten. I'm painfully aware of all the LGBT indoctrination in public schools thanks to your show. I researched the local public school, didn't see any obvious flags. Also, being rural Kentucky, I thought I'd be safe. We visited the school's open house. I saw some questionable books being prominently displayed in the library. I looked at the online catalog. I saw several LGBT books, including My Rainbow, Aiden Becomes a Brother, and The Prince in the Night. We emailed the new principal, and he told us they needed those books there to serve the community. We plan on pulling our daughter out as soon as we are able. I also plan on contacting our state representatives. Do you have any advice on how to let other parents in the area know this is happening in the school? Do you have any other advice on how to find out how deep the LGBT indoctrination goes? Well, you should be demanding a copy of the teacher's curriculum. It is not out of bounds to know what your kids are being taught in these schools. As far as letting the locals know, I mean, this is why you have public events. This is why you have churches. This is why you have synagogues. This is why you have local school boards. Take over the local school board is the answer to all of this. Conservatives have been increasingly likely to get active in this area, and they should. Jim says, hey, Ben, I have three adult sons, all of whom have been taken in by the transgender lie. Having listened to your podcast regularly for over 4 years, I've always appreciated the way you've covered the transgender issue. This has been painfully true last month because a few weeks ago, the youngest of those three sons who identified as a trans woman committed suicide. As I've listened to your coverage of the issue since his death, there's one point I keep hoping you get to, but I don't feel you've quite gotten there. The point is that it is not gender dysphoria or gender confusion that is causing transgender youth to end their lives, but that the transgender movement itself quietly, almost subliminally, promotes suicide. They promote the mental distress that drives young people to take their own lives by telling them to militantly insist that everyone around them accept their non-biological gender identity, not use their dead name, use the preferred pronouns, and if everybody does not do this, the emotional trauma of not being accepted for who you really are and not feeling gender confirmation will probably make you kill yourself. All these feelings become intolerable when they are amplified by hormone treatments. I mean, this is true. Okay, the simple fact that suicidal ideation tends to be contagious demonstrates that when you have an entire movement built around the idea that if all of society doesn't accept every single thing you say, that you should be suicidal, and that's actually a point in the political favor of your identity, is a real problem. It's a serious, serious problem. A little bit more on this in just a moment. First, let's talk about the fact that you're out of your house a little bit more this summer because it's summer, taking the kids to camp, whatever it is. Well, you need to make sure your house is still safe. I've been out of town. My house was safe because I was relying on Ring. Now you're thinking to yourself, wait, those are the video doorbell people. You are right. They do a video doorbell, but they also do an award-winning alarm system. I rely on that alarm system. When it comes to protecting my home, I've gone pro with Ring Alarm Pro. Ring Alarm Pro is a next-level security system. CNET calls it a giant leap for home security. After using it, this is correct. Ring Alarm Pro helps secure my entire home and the Wi-Fi it runs on. With Ring Alarm Pro, Ring combined a home security system and a Wi-Fi router. This summer, whether I'm across the country or across town, I know everything at home is protected and connected and that it's going to stay that way. With a Ring Protect Pro subscription, which is an amazing deal, by the way, I get professional monitoring for the ultimate peace of mind. If anything happens, professional monitoring will call me and can request emergency services. Talk about a worry-free vacation. You might not have known it, but it's true. Ring has that award-winning alarm. Hey, if I use it, you should use it too. Head on over to ring.com/Shapiro to get started. That is ring.com/Shapiro. Once more, ring.com/Shapiro. Alrighty, coming up, John Fetterman is a candidate in Pennsylvania for the Democrats. He also happens to be a complete useless person. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Attention veterans and active military personnel, this is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jonesport by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
So I recently put out a monologue on John Fetterman talking about why it is that the media love the guy. Here's what it sounded like. I'd like to introduce you to John Fetterman. John Fetterman is the Democrats' Pennsylvania Senate candidate for the open seat left by Republican Pat Toomey. Right now, he is leading his race against Dr. Mehmet Oz. Now, you might wonder why John Fetterman is leading that race. After all, he doesn't truly have the makings of a traditionally successful candidate. For example, John Fetterman is really weird looking. He's 6'8". He's bald as an egg. He's tattooed and goateed. If you slap some bolts on his neck, he's a dead ringer for Peter Boyle playing Frankenstein's monster. And John Fetterman isn't exactly the picture of health. He suffered a debilitating stroke just a few months ago. It was a stroke so severe, it left him off the campaign trail, utterly unable to deliver a speech even now. Watch.
If you come out and step with us, we will be able to stand with you in D.C. And let's get some stuff done for America.
Then there's the problem of John Fetterman's actual political program. He's not a Pennsylvania moderate. He's a Bernie Sanders socialist. In 2016, he actually endorsed Bernie. In 2016, Fetterman signed a pledge to support the so-called Keep It in the Ground Act, which was designed to ban new oil, gas, and coal leasing on federal lands. He's pushed repeatedly for pardons or commutations for violent felons. He said Pennsylvania could release one-third of its inmates and be just as safe. He supports sanctuary cities. He backed Philadelphia's insanely pro-crime DA, Larry Krasner. It seems that Fetterman is very much in favor of loose treatment of crime. Unless, you know, he personally sees a black man running after hearing shots fired near his home. In 2013, Fetterman, according to the New York Times, quote, used his shotgun to stop an unarmed black jogger and detain him, telling the police that he had heard shots fired near his home and spotted the man running. Well, you know, if you're a Democrat and you hear shots and you see a black man running, grab your gun. Fetterman actually chased the man in his pickup truck and held him at gunpoint until the cops arrived. He then defended his actions.
And it turns out that man was just an innocent jogger.
I believe I did the right thing, but I may have broken the law during the course of it, and, you know, I'm certainly not above the law.
Felons on the loose for thee, vigilante justice
for me. And that's not the only area where Fetterman is a hypocrite. When he was lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania, he took a vacation to the Jersey Shore, security team in tow, all while telling Americans to continue locking down. So, what makes John Fetterman such an exceptional candidate, according to the media? He's authentic, don't you know? Authentic, you see, means you wear Dickies and your aides tweet snarky things about your opponents. Most of all, according to the media, authentic means you are radically unsuccessful. You are a giant loser, like a giant who is a loser and also a giant loser. You see, if you're a person who did well in the private sector, this means you are inauthentic. You played by the rules. You're a conformist tool of the man. To be a true rebel, you have to show you're actually a giant loser and that you've never done a thing of actual economic value for any other human being. You have to leech off your parents while in public service. You have to be a professional, useless person. Because, you see, that's what John Fetterman is and was. Fetterman acted as the full-time mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania from 2006 to 2019, which sounds like a major job until you realize Braddock is a town of less than 2,000 people. So you wouldn't really expect that position to be like a full-time job or to pay well. And, you know, it doesn't. The salary, according to Breitbart, was $1,800 a year. So how did Lurch actually support himself? Well, the answer is he didn't. In 2013, as Breitbart reports, he paid his sister $1 for a loft she bought for $70,000. In 2015, his parents gave him $54,000 in increments under $14,000. The better not to pay the taxes he loves for everybody else. In 2016, Fetterman's dad donated $100,000 to a single candidate super PAC backing his Senate candidacy. So John Fetterman lived off his parents, like a good socialist would, until he was 46 years old. His response to this fact? He says Mehmet Oz is very bad because, you see, Mehmet Oz has earned a lot of money in the private sector. Mehmet Oz is an ultra-millionaire, responded Fetterman's campaign communications director, Joe Calvello. Because, you see, according to the Democratic Party and its favorite candidates, earning money is really, really bad. You have to be a career useless person. In fact, most Democratic politicians of major stock are career useless people. Barack Obama spent the vast majority of his career working as a community organizer, or in academia, or as a politician. Nancy Pelosi has spent her entire very long life in politics, never earning a private sector paycheck. She is now 82. Joe Biden also has essentially spent his entire work life on the taxpayer dime, beginning at the age of 27. He is now 79. These are not outliers. According to economists Stephen Moore and John Decker, 62% of Biden appointees who deal directly with business have virtually no business experience. Their average business experience overall, 2.4 years. Meanwhile, we are told that Donald Trump is a tax cheat and a villain. Mitt Romney is evil because he used to fire people. You see, the real sin in the land of Democrats is earning money by actually creating value. It's a point of pride to be a useless human being. Here's Pete Buttigieg bragging about his lack of ability to create value for other human beings during the 2020 Democratic debate.
I never thought I'd be on a Forbes magazine list, but they did one of all the candidates by wealth, and I am literally the least wealthy person on this stage.
You see, he's bragging about being poor, bragging about it. As it turns out, the Democratic aversion to wealth only lasts as long as you're working in the private sector. If you get rich while you're in the government, that's totally cool. Nancy Pelosi has earned somewhere between $89,500 and $223,500 annually during her tenure in Congress. She is now worth north of $100 million. Kind of weird. Barack Obama wasn't wealthy before his presidency, but he's sure raking it in now. Some estimates put his net worth at $70 million. Joe Biden is worth $8 million while working on a government salary. It turns out that public service is sometimes private service, too. So, what does all of this mean? It means that people who claim that they live lives like you simply don't. They don't earn money for their families. They take money from you to pay their salaries. They don't create jobs. They've never created jobs. They experiment with your business and your job. And they do this because, according to the left, they are morally superior. In fact, the very fact that they don't work in the private sector makes them superior. Their career uselessness is a sign of moral rectitude. You working your job is just proof they should boss you around. Which brings us back to John Fetterman. John Fetterman is truly authentic, according to the left, because you have to be freed from the bonds of capitalism to find yourself. The fact that you've been economic deadweight for your entire adult life, that's what makes you most valuable to the world, because the system is bad, and earning money in that system is bad. And who would know that better than a career loser? So vote for John Fetterman, because after all, somebody has to keep feeding the poor guy.
Well, we've reached the end of today's show. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, because I'm sure there will be much more after Labor Day. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A fast-moving fire in Northern California is threatening hundreds of homes, and at least 5,000 residents in three towns have been ordered to leave immediately. Pictures posted to social media show massive flames in the town of Weed. It's about 70 miles north of Redding. Water pressure is improving in Jackson, Mississippi, but thousands of people still have little or no running water in their homes and businesses. Major General Jansen Boyles says Mississippi National Guard members have been distributing water and supplies.
The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency, MEMA, they're doing a great job of giving us all the support we need to distribute the water. That includes getting the water to the site on time. We also are handing out hand sanitizers.
Audio courtesy of WAPT. Jackson's water treatment plant failed after last week's torrential rains and flooding. A commission created by Congress is recommending changes at West Point.
Those changes deal with commemorating Robert E. Lee and other Confederate officers during the Civil War. The commission also takes aim at towering bronze panels that depict dozens of historical events and people, including a hooded figure above the words Ku Klux Klan. The report from the Naming Commission concerns the U.S. Military Academy and U.S. Naval Academy. For West Point, the recommended changes including renaming buildings like Lee Barracks and modifying memorials that include Confederate officers. John Scott reported.
A Tennessee school teacher is missing after she was abducted during her morning jog. Police say Eliza Fletcher was running just before 5 a.m. Friday morning when she was forced into a dark-colored SUV. Police say Eliza's 5'6", 137 pounds, light brown hair and green eyes. She was wearing a bright pink top and purple running shorts. Tennessee authorities are asking anyone with information to come forward. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
A judge in Los Angeles throws out an indictment charging a dive boat captain with manslaughter in the deaths of 34 people in a 2019 fire.
The ruling comes 3 years after the boat caught fire and sank near an island off the coast of Santa Barbara. All 33 passengers and a crew member died. Prosecutors say Captain Jerry Boylan didn't follow safety rules, didn't train his crew, and didn't have a roving night watchman on the boat. But the judge said the indictment failed to specify that Boylan acted with gross negligence to prove it was manslaughter. Prosecutors will appeal. They can also seek a new indictment alleging gross negligence. Federal safety investigators blame the owners of the boat for lack of oversight, but they have not been charged with a crime. I'm Ed Donahue.
Actress Jane Fonda says that she has cancer. The 84-year-old says she will undergo chemo for 6 months for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, NASA will try again today to launch its moon test rocket. Leaks and a faulty sensor forced a launch delay earlier this week. Jeremy Parsons is with the space agency.
This is a test flight, right? And so while I feel very good about our procedures, when you look the team in the eye, they're ready. We can't control the weather. And so on any given day, you know, there is risk that we'll be able to get off.
Speaking on NASA TV, Parsons said that the two-hour launch window today opens at 2:17 p.m. Eastern Time. Federal authorities are reviewing a Chinese company's purchase of land in North Dakota for a wet corn milling plant. U.S. officials say they need more information before deciding whether the project is detrimental to national security. The planned $700 million project in Grand Forks is near a U.S. Air Force base, prompting opponents to raise the concerns about potential for espionage. More on these stories at townhall.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. I, honest to God, never thought I would see something like this from Joe Biden, from really any American president. Last night, the president of the United States gave the most demagogic, dangerous speech I've ever heard from an American president, truly. And a lot of people out there right now on the left side of the aisle screaming about Donald Trump and his January 6th speech. I really hated Donald Trump's January 6th speech. But what Donald Trump did not do in that speech is declare that half the country was the enemy. He did not declare that half the country was fundamentally opposed to the basis of the country. He attacked, I thought wrongly, the quote-unquote political elite who had skewed the election or whatever. But what he didn't do was label half the country, people who are just political opponents, his actual enemies. He didn't actually do that on January 6th. And when he talked about the press as the enemies of the people and all of this, the press went nuts. And I said he shouldn't have done that. But that was a talk about the press. That wasn't everybody who opposes my agenda deserves the back of the American hand. The president and all of this in the name of democracy and equality, it was insane. I want to begin with the image of the speech. This is going to be the takeaway image. Most people are not going to see the speech. Most people are not going to listen to the speech. There's going to be one takeaway image from the speech. Presidential politics is all about image. It's all about imagistics. Whether you're talking about President Trump getting out of a helicopter and taking off his mask in the middle of COVID, or whether you are talking about Barack Obama standing on a giant stage flanked by the Greek Parthenon recreated in 2008. When you look at this image, the image that you're seeing right now of Joe Biden, this is the single worst piece of presidential image making I have ever seen in my entire life. It is not close. This is an astonishingly bad image for the president of the United States, especially when he's declaring, I'm here in defense of democracy and now I'm going to yell at you about how everyone who opposes me is an enemy of democracy. Let's count the ways in which this is a horrible piece of, I mean, first of all, let's compare it to some other images just so you see how bad a piece of imagery this is. It's insane. Okay, how about General Lux from Star Wars, The Force Awakens? It's the same image. We're talking about the blood red background. We're talking about the dark outfit, the blood red background, and the people in the background are apparatchiks of the state. Okay, we are talking here about Man in the High Castle when John Smith is first introduced in the Volkshall in New York. Okay, I mean, it's this sort of imagery. The people who constructed this image, that was not Photoshopped, that picture of Joe Biden. That was a not Photoshopped image. I mean, scar from Lionel. It's insane. What are they doing? What are they doing? The answer, by the way, I mean, it's V for Vendetta. It is all the dictators that you have ever seen in film or on screen, basically rolled into one and then wrapped into an image. What is his team doing? What is his team doing? Well, I think the answer is they're a very online team. The people who work for him, they spend all day on Twitter. And so over the past few weeks, there's been this idea that Dark Brandon is rising. Dark Brandon, of course, is that meme that originally started in China of Joe Biden sitting on a throne made of guns with his lit up eyes backlit by flames. He's evil. I think that his team was like, you know what? That was such a cool image, man. It went viral online. Let's just recreate that in real life. And so you end up with this. You end up with the actual picture of Joe Biden. Let's go back to the original. You end up with the actual picture of Joe Biden in this picture. Now, let me describe for people who are just listening what is in this picture. Joe Biden is standing at the podium. This is an upshot. I believe this is from Getty Images.
He is screaming at the top of his lung. He's gripping his fists up in the air. Behind him is Independence Hall, the site of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. Blood red. Blood red. And behind him are two American Marines who are in shadow, except for their white gloved hands. And behind him, there's a pale light that looks like, because of the way this is lit, it looks like the throne room of the Emperor from Return of the Jedi. It's the worst piece of presidential image making ever. Truly ever. I mean, imagine the sort of thought that had to go into this. And they're sitting around a room, they're like, what can we do to make the president really look cool? Well, what if we take a historic American site? You know, the site that it really is known for liberty and for democracy and legality. And what if we light it blood red? Blood red. And we put the president in front of the blood red site. So it'll be red and black, like the fascist color pattern. Let's do that. And then what if we actually front light him so he looks angry and demonic against that backdrop? And then what if we put a couple of Marines behind him to look like military force is what is backing him? This is a taxpayer-sponsored event, by the way. You paid for this. We'll get some more in just 1 second. First, you know, there are people in life that you probably shouldn't trust. And you know who one of those people is? It's actually not a person. It's an institution. Big tech. You shouldn't trust them. Remember that time that Facebook said that they actually suppressed a massive story right before an election because the FBI told them to, basically? You're giving those people money every time you let them use your data. So why would you do that? Instead, use ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on that same network can gain access to your personal data, passwords, financial details, etc. Your data is very valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. And it's not just hackers, of course. You've got big tech grabbing that data and using it to monetize you. So why use ExpressVPN? Well, first, it creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so hackers can't steal your sensitive data. Second, it's really easy to use. You fire up the app, you click one button, and now magically you're protected. And third, it works on everything. We're talking phones, laptops, tablets, everything. Secure your online data today the same way that I do by visiting expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. You can get an extra 3 months for free. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro to get started. So Joe Biden gave a speech, and the speech was designed to attack all of his political opponents and treat them as enemies of the state. That's what this speech was designed to do. I think in a very cynical way, because Joe Biden basically gave you two messages. One, everyone who opposes me is an enemy of the state. And two, violence is wrong. The basic idea here is to raise the temperature. I think it's more likely to result in acts of violence that Joe Biden is then going to use as a case to run in 2022 and 2024. I mean, this is extraordinarily dark stuff. We haven't even gotten to the content of the speech. Just the imagery alone is extraordinary. Really dark. Really creepy, really fascistic, and man, there's a reason that satanic, demonic, and pure evil were all trending on Twitter last night because, man, oh man, the imagery associated with the speech. And you know what? It fits well within the rhetoric of the speech too. Because what Joe Biden said last night is, as I say, the most dangerous thing I have seen an American president say about half the country ever, ever in my life. Hey, I'm sure there are times, maybe, before that in American history, but I was born in 1984. So I can only tell you what I have seen since 1984. The president of the United States going out there and saying that the half of the country that disagrees with, he has a 38% approval rating, half the country, more than half, that disagrees with him, that these are people who are associated with pure evil. He speaks about his fellow Americans the way that George W. Bush spoke about Al-Qaeda. So let's actually go through the speech now. We're going to go through it in real detail. I want him to speak in his own words. It's amazing. So this thing opens. Remember, it's a taxpayer-sponsored event, which means he's using all of the power of the office. This geriatric dotard. He's using all the power of the office, including taxpayer dollars, and all the imagery of traditional American republicanism, small-R republicanism, in order to prop up a demagogic piece of fascistic speechmaking. So here he was at the very beginning, and Jill is walking him out to the podium, because he now needs to be walked from place to place as our president. And here's what it sounded and looked like. So there he is. I mean, he can barely walk. She's leading him out there. If this doesn't feel like the death of the Republic to you, I don't know what would. He's in front of Independence Hall. He can barely raise his hand to wave. Okay, and then she ushers him to the podium. and he moves her off, and then he begins to speak. So he starts off by welcoming his fellow Americans. And by his fellow Americans, he means everyone who agrees with him. This was a pure campaign speech, but it is laced through with the kind of seething hatred for his fellow Americans that I have not seen. Truly, it's despicable. Here's the President of the United States, Captain Unity, over here.
My fellow Americans, I speak to you tonight from sacred ground in America, Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is where America made its Declaration of Independence to the world more than two centuries ago, with an idea unique among nations, that in America, we're all created equal.
Okay, so, first of all, you can hear that he's clearing his throat. He's not particularly healthy. But as you can see, this was angry Biden. But there are two versions of Biden that are now present. There's really three versions of Biden that are present in American public life. There is doddering fool Biden, can't get a sentence out, can barely speak, is wobbling around. His aides are worried he's going to trip over a wire, falling off bikes, and all the rest. And that's one version of Biden. Then you have fake empathy Biden, where he goes into his low voice. He really cares. That's the stuff where, in completely inappropriate context, he cites the tragic death of his son in order to try and garner empathy for himself while supposedly trying to sympathize with others, right? That's version number two of Biden. And then there's angry yelly Biden. What we got last night was angry yelly Biden. So he continues with what he says are the real message of America. What is the soul? He said he was going to speak about the soul of the nation in front of a blood red background in satanic lighting. Here he was talking about the soul of the nation. What is America really all about?
We the people, these two documents and the ideas they embody, equality and democracy, are the rock upon which this nation is built.
Okay, so the very basis of his speech, that equality and democracy are the key values of the United States, they are some of the key values of the United States, but he's actually using the wrong language. Because when he says equality, what he means is equity. Right? He's made this very, very clear throughout his presidency. Equity means equality of outcome. It does not mean you have equal rights under the Constitution. That is not what he cares about. He cares about equality of outcome. And if you oppose that, you're against equality. And when he says democracy, as it turns out, he does not mean the kind of republicanism, small r republicanism, that is discussed in the Constitution of the United States. The truth is, if you look at the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States, the key messages, truly, are liberty and republicanism. Not equality and democracy. Equality and democracy are hallmarks of the French Revolution. Because in the French Revolution, the whole idea was that it was egalite, liberté, fraternité. It was pure democracy. It was mob rule. The founders very much feared the idea of mob rule, culminating in a powerful centralized figure who was able to do whatever he wanted without any of the checks and boundaries of the Constitution of the United States. That's what they feared. And that's what Joe Biden represents. So understand, when he says equality and democracy, you're hearing equality of rights and democratic republican rule under the checks and balances of the Constitution. That's not what he means. What he means by equality and democracy is something very different. He means equity and mob rule. Those are the things that he's actually standing for. But again, what he's doing is he's hijacking. This whole speech was about hijacking traditional American images and turning them on their head, right? Independence Hall is now blood red. Equality and democracy, if you are in favor of a limited government and equality of rights, and you're interested in a checks and balances system that hems in the power of a centralized bureaucratic state, this means, according to Joe Biden, you are against the founding ideals of the country. We'll get some more in just 1 second. First, if you own a business, the last couple of years have been real bumpy. From the pandemic to inflation, you could probably use a break. Innovation Refunds might be able to help you. If your business has five or more employees and they've managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on that money you shouldn't have paid in the first place? How do you cut through the red tape? Head on over to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses that can help you as well. They do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you, so that's no risk to you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including businesses that took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. Again, that is GetRefunds.com. See if you paid too much in taxes and get some of that cash back. GetRefunds.com. Alrighty, folks. So, Joe Biden began the speech with the same sort of pretty platitudes that Barack Obama did, and then it got very, very ugly very quickly. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
It's Carnival Lights and Country Nights at the Intermountain Fair on A Street in MacArthur. Exhibits open daily at 10 o'clock and the carnival opens at noon. Admission is $6. Kids 5 and under get in free. And today is Senior Day, so seniors 60 and older get in free. Additional charges apply for ride wristbands and events, including the Enduro Race tonight at 7. And the main event, recording artist Cameron Marlowe, live in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena tomorrow night at 7. It's the Intermountain Fair, now through Labor Day on A Street in MacArthur.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Joe Biden started off with some words of unity. We love democracy. We love equality. And then very quickly, he moved on to, and you are our enemies. The part of the speech that starts to get bad comes very early. He starts suggesting that everyone who is his opponent is the same, and they're all bad, and they're extremist threats to democracy. Here we go.
But as I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. So tonight, I've come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation about the threats we face.
Okay, so what exactly are the threats that we face? Well, first he talks about the soul of America. Now, there's something particularly galling about this person who does not appear to be, he's a career corrupt politician declaring that he declaims on behalf of the American soul. So he's here on a religious level to lecture you while lit like Satan. Weird. Here we go.
That sacred flame still burns. Now in our time, as we build an America that is more prosperous, free, and just, that is the work of my presidency, a mission I believe in with my whole soul. But first, we must be honest with each other and with ourselves.
So he's going to lay it on the line for you now. Here's where he gets to the good part. So he is going to launch into an attack on half of Americans. Here, this is the key to the speech. Here we go.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Okay, so what he's doing right here, the media are saying, well, when he's saying that, you know, a huge percentage of Americans are extremist threats to the country. By the way, the answer usually to extremist threats to the country is you drone them or arrest them. Right? That's usually what you do. If you said there's an extremist threat from abroad to the very soul of the republic, that would usually amount to, you know, military response, legal response, people going to jail. So understand what he's doing. When he says, you know, that's not a majority of Republicans. That's not even, that's not everybody. I know because I've been able to work with those who are not. So I have a definitional question. Who is he talking about? A very simple question. When he says Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans, we know he hates Trump. We know he thinks Trump is a threat to the republic. So put aside Trump personally. When he says the MAGA Republicans, who's he talking about? Is he talking about the 74 million people who voted for Donald Trump? Is he talking about even beyond that, anyone who opposes his agenda now? Because throughout the speech, he's going to conflate all of these things. All the people who voted for Trump, anyone who opposes his agenda now, these are all in league with the MAGA Republicans. If you're a pro-life person, you're in league with the MAGA Republicans. Maybe you're a MAGA Republican. Maybe you are. Maybe you're a threat to the country. If you are somebody who doesn't believe in him blowing out the budget, if you don't believe in him spending $500 billion minimum on an unconstitutional student loan bailout, if you don't believe that Joe Biden has the power through OSHA to mandate that you vax, if you don't believe the Democrats have the power to shut down schools and shut down your businesses on the basis of a fake emergency, if you don't believe those things, are you a MAGA Republican or are you not? He doesn't provide any litmus test. The only litmus test that he provides in the speech as to who is not a MAGA Republican are Republicans he can work with. As you will see, because we're going to go through the speech, that's who he is talking about. The only people who are the good Republicans are the Republicans who do what he wants. Those are the people who are not a threat. Everybody else, a threat. Associated with threat. Everybody else. The people who are the good Republicans, the ones you don't have to worry about. If you're out there and you're a Republican and you're worried that Joe Biden's coming after you, well, there's one way to avoid worrying about that. And that is you can be a good Republican who works with Joe Biden. So presumably this means like Mitt Romney on infrastructure. Presumably this means like Murkowski in Alaska, who's voted with Joe Biden a few times. But it means like Bill Kristol and the team over at the Dispatch or the Bulwark. Like those are the good Republicans. The good Republicans are the ones who basically, Liz Cheney, the people who do Joe Biden's, and by the way, they're only good Republicans so long as they do his bidding. The minute they don't, they move back into MAGA Republican territory. It's a binary equation here. You're either with him or you're against him. George W. Bush said that about actual terrorists. Joe Biden says that about domestic Americans who oppose his political agenda. Because again, I'm going to read that to you again. He says, I want to be very clear up front, not every Republican, not even a majority of Republicans are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. He doesn't actually characterize what the extreme ideology is. It just means people who oppose him. Quote, I know because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. That's the litmus test. If he works with you and if you work with him, then this means you are no longer, you don't have to worry about him labeling you the enemy. But if you don't work with him, that is a very different story. If you do not work with Joe Biden, well, then he is going to unleash the power of his administration against you. And you should be ready because you are a threat to the republic. You, the person who doesn't like his agenda. You, the person who says, hey, yeah, you know what? I'll say that you won the election in 2020. Sure. But I think you're a horrible president. You're doing a terrible job and you should never win another election again. And you're a demagogue who is using the patina of unity in order to purge your political opponents from the public square. You're the enemy. That's what this speech was all about. Him trying to buy that back a little bit by pretending that he's not speaking about all Republicans. You're right. He's not speaking about all Republicans. There are people at the Lincoln Project he's not speaking about. There are some people who used to be Republicans and no longer consider themselves such. The Anna Navarros of the world. He's not talking about you. But if you are a conservative who opposes his agenda, he is talking about you. He is talking about you. Alrighty, coming up, we'll get to Joe Biden accusing basically half the country of treason. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We'll be right back.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
You about ready for school, son?
That's okay, Mom. Dad's dropping me off.
Why?
Because Dad's ride looks awesome after the new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center. They also took out that huge scratch and dent.
I took Dad's car to Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive.
Oh, okay. It looks sick.
Sick?
Mom, sick means cool.
Sick.
It sounds weird when you say it.
Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call today for your free estimate. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Not alone.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden gave a speech last night, the most demagogic speech I have ever seen in my life from an American president, in which he essentially accused half the country of treason. So let's go through the indicators of who he is talking about when he decides that, because he's talking about you as a threat to the Republic. Again, threats to the Republic get thrown in jail. That's what happens in the United States. If you're an actual threat to the system of the United States, that is effectively treason. So he's accusing many, many people in the country of treason. So he goes on.
These are hard things. But I'm an American president. Not a president of red America, blue America, but of all America. And I believe it's my duty to level with you, to tell the truth, no matter how difficult, no matter how painful. And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself.
Okay, so a few things to note about this. One, his own party has propped up some of these quote-unquote election deniers in primaries so they can run against them. Second, when he says MAGA Republicans don't respect the Constitution, he declared last week that he could do something he had no constitutional power to do and simply relieve $500 billion in student loan debt. Joe Biden despises the Constitution. He sees it as a stricture preventing him from achieving the sort of power he craves. When he says that Republicans don't believe in the rule of law, we watched mass riots in 2020 promoted by the Democratic Party. We have watched lawlessness break out in nearly every major American city democratically governed. We've seen people ransacking shops. We've seen flash mobs wrecking places of business. All in democratic cities. You're talking about rule of law from a man who has single-handedly declared over and over, he doesn't have the power to do a thing, and then he just does it. It's amazing, amazing stuff. And when he says that they're working to undermine democracy itself, here's the thing. If you were only talking about people who say, for example, in the states, yeah, you know what, if there's an election in my state and it goes the wrong way, I'm just going to throw out the result. If you're just talking about that handful of people, if you're talking about that, that's an argument worth having. He's not talking about those people. This is a president of the United States who last year made a speech in which he said that if you were in favor of voter ID, you are akin to Bull Connor during Jim Crow. He has suggested over and over that there is a mass effort by Republicans to prevent Americans from voting, that voter suppression is a real issue in America. And those people presumably are who he's talking about. Now, voter suppression is not a major issue in America. And when people say that voter fraud is a major issue in America, I think voter fraud is an issue in America because I can point to actual instances of voter fraud. They are not nearly as copious as people think they are on the right. I cannot point to a single example in the United States, and neither can you, of a person who wanted to vote and had their vote actively suppressed. And if that did happen, that would be a federal civil rights violation. But again, Joe Biden's goal here is to lump everybody in with the enemy. Everybody he doesn't like is Hitler, he says, while standing in front of a set that could have been created by Leni Riefenstahl. It's unbelievable. Okay, he continues.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards. To an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love.
Oh, he said the quiet part out loud, guys. Remember that part like 2 seconds ago when he said he's not talking about all Republicans? He's not talking about all conservatives? He's just talking about the real MAGA extremists? Know you this. If you are a person who believes in the right to life for unborn human beings, you are a MAGA extremist, determined to take America backwards. If you believe there is no constitutional right to privacy, because literally there is no constitutional right to privacy, if you are Samuel Alito, if you are Clarence Thomas, if you are Justice Gorsuch, if you are Brett Kavanaugh, if you are Amy Coney Barrett, if you are, for that matter, John Roberts, who voted on this, you are a MAGA extremist. If you believe there is no right to contraception, because there is no right to contraception in the Constitution of the United States, if you believe in traditional marriage, that you do not have the unfettered right to marry anyone that you wish to have sex with in the United States, which is a historically true statement There is no right under the Constitution for you to marry anybody you love. By the way, even Joe Biden doesn't believe that. Joe Biden doesn't believe that brothers have a right to marry one another, for example, I assume. And maybe he'll change his opinion on that, float another trial balloon. But bottom line here is this. If you oppose his political agenda, you are a MAGA extremist. So he started off with this group of Republicans who are not MAGA extremists. And then he's shrinking it. And now it turns out that if you just don't agree with him on his interpretation of American law, this makes you a MAGA extremist determined to take America backwards. By the way, it is reminiscent of the language he used to use about Mitt Romney. You remember that in 2012, he suggested that Mitt Romney wanted to take us back to the 1950s. He wants to put y'all back in chains. So yeah, I have doubts when Joe Biden says he doesn't mean all of you. He's using the exact same language about Mitt Romney in 2012 as he is using about you today, as he is using about people who actually rioted on January 6th. That is the goal. He's saying it straight up. You oppose his agenda, you are the enemy. And here I am at a taxpayer-funded event flanked by members of the American military with the Independence Hall lit in blood red in order to explain to you why I'm pro-democracy. We'll get to more of this in just a moment, but first a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. Inflation is real, and the rate is estimated to be upwards of 10%. Soon, $1 million in your retirement account won't even last as long as you need it. Look, you need to store the value of your money, and you need to do it fast. The solution is NobleGoldInvestments.com. A precious metals IRA acts like a shield for inflation, and the name to know is Noble Gold. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're truly a natural choice for your retirement portfolio. Mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. You heard right. Just mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Don't let inflation affect you or your retirement. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. Mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Then he has the gall to explain that it's his opponents who are promoting authoritarian leaders. Again, says the man who has centralized more power in the executive branch than any president in American history. There we go.
They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country.
Can you pause it for 1 second?
They look at the mob.
Okay, before we go further in this particular clip, I'm old enough to remember, because I'm more than 2 years old, when the Democratic Party promoted the lie that America's police were systemically racist, poo-pooed massive, most damaging riots in American history in the summer of 2020, when the vice president, second in command to this guy, the heir apparent, tried to bail out rioters in Minneapolis in the middle of 2020. Right now, we've had a spate of church burnings and bombings and pro-life clinics that have been attacked, and this administration has done nothing about those things. Dead silence about all of that. We had a person who tried to assassinate Justice Brett Kavanaugh in his home, was ready to do that. And you're saying that the opposition are the people who are fanning the flames of political... By the way, what fans the flames of political violence more than literally labeling half the country from the podium of the President of the United States enemies of the Republic? People who wish to tear down the Republic. Traitors. It's hard to think of anything that could raise the temperature more than that. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's like, I oppose political violence. Also, all of my opponents are basically akin to domestic terrorists. I mean, number one, you're driving a press for oppression on behalf of the actual state. And number two, you're driving people who may be prone to violence to actually take up arms and commit acts of violence. And you're raising the temperature. There's no question that's what he's doing here in the most cynical possible way, because then, if God forbid there is violence, he's going to then attribute that to all of his political opposition. It's a cynical and despicable play. And from a guy who's now proclaiming that he's there for unity? My God. Continue.
They look at the mob that stormed the United States Capitol on January 6th, brutally attacking law enforcement, not as insurrectionists who placed a dagger at the throat of our democracy, but they look at them as patriots, and they see their MAGA failure to stop a peaceful transfer of power after the 2020 election as preparation for the 2022 and 2024 elections. They tried everything last time. to nullify the votes of 81 million people. This time, they're determined to succeed in thwarting the will of the people.
So, again, I am not a person who has said that I think Joe Biden lost the 2020 election. But the entire Democratic Party spent 4 years claiming that Donald Trump was the illegitimate president of the United States based on Russian collusion in the 2016 election. The current White House press secretary has said twice that Republicans stole elections. She has not been asked that one single time. Karine Jean-Pierre said that. It's just an incredible thing. It's an incredible thing. And again, even if you agree with this part of the speech, where you're right, there are people out there and they're denying the election, they shouldn't deny the election. He lumped together everyone who is pro-life in this country, people who are pro-Second Amendment in this country, people who believe in traditional marriage in this country, with that. They're all the same. They're all enemies of the Republic. They're dangers to equality and democracy. They are threats to the soul of America. We're just getting started. It gets worse and worse. Here we go.
That's why respected conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Ludwig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy. But while the threat to American democracy is real, I want to say as clearly as we can, we are not powerless in the face of these threats. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans from every background and belief who reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it.
You're not powerless. You're not powerless, guys. There are people who are attacking democracy. What are you going to do about it? They're attacking it. Now, typically in America, when people attack our democracy, when people attack, again, that's criminal behavior. He's encouraging half the population to see the other half of the population as actual criminals and traitors. And the hypocrisy of the speech, the things that he says about his political opponent that apply mostly to him, they just come fast and furious here. He then, in the most galling fashion, while labeling half of the American population traitors to the country, he then suggests that he is here for unity. It's enough to make you vomit. It really is. It's truly stomach churning. We'll get some more in just 1 second. First, let's talk about how you recruit the best employees to your business.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden says we're at an inflection point in America. Either his enemies are quashed or democracy is lost. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. During the Big Cottonwood Cruise on Friday, September 9th, enjoy a barbecue fundraiser for the museum. It's 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Old Cottonwood Firehouse on Brush Street. Then enjoy the car show on Saturday the 10th. And come to the pancake breakfast at 6 a.m., followed by the barbecue right up to 8 p.m. Support the Cottonwood community and the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And thanks for your support.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden gave a speech last night that is the most demagogic speech I've ever seen from an American president, especially one who proclaims that he is in favor of unity and calming things down. Again, the idea is that everyone he opposes is bad. Every single person. And he says we are now at an inflection point. We're at an inflection point. And you have a binary choice. You're either with him or you're with them. You're with us or you're with the MAGA extremists. Here's Joe Biden.
It's in our hands, yours and mine, to stop the assault on American democracy. I believe America is at an inflection point. One of those moments that determine the shape of everything that's to come after. And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. But together,
my God,
together we can choose a different path. We can choose a better path forward to the future, a future of possibility.
This stuff sounded better in the original German. When he says things like, my opponents, they stoke fear, division, and darkness, flanked by members of the military in a blood-red background. When he says, my political opponents, these are people who thrive on chaos. They live in the shadow of lies. Those are my political opponents. But together, we can choose light and happiness. We can choose something wonderful. And then he is so nonspecific about the people he is talking about that it literally includes everyone who is pro-life. Every single person who's pro-traditional marriage. Every single person who opposes the transing of the children. All those people are people who live in the shadow of lies. And he can tell you that he's not thriving on fear and chaos. This is a man who's against fear and living on fear and chaos and generating hatred for the opponent. You should definitely fear and hate the chaos of his opponents. I mean, it's the gaslighting of this speech, astonishing. And then he talks about his own values. Right? He talks about the values of our nation. And gag me with a spoon, man. I mean, this is just all the stuff he says that his opponents believe, the projection here is epic levels of projection.
This is a nation that honors our Constitution. We do not reject it. This is a nation that believes in the rule of law. We do not repudiate it. This is a nation that respects free and fair elections. We honor the will of the people. We do not deny it. And this is a nation that rejects violence as a political tool. We do not encourage violence. We are still an America that believes in honesty and decency and respect for others. Patriotism, liberty, justice for all, hope, possibilities. We are still, at our core, a democracy.
We're still a democracy. By democracy, he means you're a bunch of people who delegate all power to me through a pure mob rule election. When he says we respect free and fair elections, you spent 4 years declaring that Donald Trump was Vladimir Putin's puppet. He says we honor the will of the people, we don't deny it. Is that really the case? Because it seems to me that every time you lose a political battle, you declare the entire game rigged. And we reject violence as a political, we don't encourage violence. You had mayors of your cities writing in giant block letters, Black Lives Matter and defund the police in the middle of a rioting summer. Again, the projection is astonishing. You're supposed to believe that these are the people who are pro-Constitution. They're pro-rule of law. They're pro-liberty. They're pro-republicanism. These are the ones. And I'm never going to get over the irony of him saying all this stuff while looking like he stepped straight out of the pages of a Mussolini speech. It's amazing. You could Photoshop this guy into a Mussolini background right here, and it would look almost the same. But don't worry, guys. He's against authoritarianism, is Joe Biden, the greatest centralizer of power in the executive branch in American history.
History tells us the blind loyalty to a single leader and a willingness to engage in political violence is fatal to democracy. For a long time, we told ourselves that American democracy is guaranteed, but it's not. We have to defend it, protect it.
Blind loyalty to a single leader is a problem. I seem to remember a few political cults in the past. And again, I have very little belief that Joe Biden believes that loyalty to a single figure is a particularly bad thing while standing using taxpayer dollars in front of Marines. I mean, again, this is not the Marines' fault. It's the whole point. He's hijacking the power of the presidency in order to use the prop of the military to back his message. It's an extraordinary breach of what it means to be the president of the United States. But don't worry. He's going to call on all of us to come together. We're going to come together around fighting the internal enemy. We're going to come together around you ratting on your neighbors. You never know. It might be a member of your family. It might be you. You might have to report yourself. Here we go.
That's why tonight I'm asking our nation to come together, unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology. We're all called by duty and conscience to confront extremists who put their own pursuit of power above all else. Democrats, independents, mainstream Republicans, we must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving American democracy than MAGA Republicans are to destroying American democracy. We, the people, will not let anyone or anything tear us apart.
We the people, the mob, we will not let anyone tear this country apart. Go after your neighbor. Go after him. That's how we unite. We unite by coming together as a mob and going after that guy who voted the other way in the last election cycle. That guy, he probably hates democracy. The best thing we can do, we got to shut that ass up. Really important. We got to go after him. We got to ruin him. We got to use the power of the state to quash him. That's how we achieve unity. And I said when Joe Biden took office and he gave his big unity address, there are only two ways to achieve unity in a disparate polity. One, you accept that some people disagree with you and you move on. Two, you purge. I think it's pretty clear which direction Joe Biden prefers. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A fast-moving fire in Northern California injures several people, and a fire official says multiple homes have been destroyed. Thousands of residents have been forced to leave immediately, jamming roads at the start of an already busy Labor Day weekend. Still no word from a judge on whether she will appoint a special master or outside legal expert to review records FBI seized from President Trump's Florida home. Correspondent Eric Tucker reports that the Justice Department has made public a more detailed inventory of what they say they removed from Mar-a-Lago.
The FBI recovered documents from desk drawers as well as boxes and containers. And one of the things that the document really makes clear is the extent to which classified information, truly top secret information, was commingled among magazines, newspapers, clothing, and other personal items.
President Trump says that he declassified the items in his home, something as president he has the ability and right to do. NASA will try again today to launch its moon test rockets. Speaking on NASA TV, Jeremy Parsons said they've plugged the leaks and will work around the faulty sensor.
If the conditions with weather and the hardware align, we will absolutely go. And we have the right team at kind of the right time. So, and those statistics, right, those probabilities go way up if we get two attempts off before the end of this window.
In Jackson, Mississippi, there's ongoing work to restore pressure at the city's water plant, but some in the city are still seeing little or no water flow from the tap. The Department of Veterans Affairs will offer abortion access to veterans, regardless of state laws. The Biden administration has been trying to expand abortion rights following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. As inflation rages on, the White House is once again asking for money. This time, they say they want $22 billion for COVID funding. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Be thankful. Pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Alaska's GOP senators are congratulating the winner of the state's special election to fill a seat in Congress. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan congratulated Democrat Mary Pottola in her special election win to replace Alaska Republican Congressman Don Young. He passed away earlier this year after holding the seat for about 50 years. Murkowski notes Pottola makes history as the first ever Alaska native to win a seat at Congress. She'll have to defend that seat in November for a chance to serve a full two-year term. Bob Agnew reporting.
A smoked salmon product is being recalled after a sample tested positive for listeria. The recall is for 4-ounce packages of St. James Smokehouse's Scotch Reserve Scottish Smoked Salmon, sold in 10 states between February and June of this year. The guy known as the Casanova scammer is going to be in jail for 9 years. Brian Wedgeworth of Jacksonville convinced women he was a well-known doctor and scammed them out of $1 million. News and analysis at townhall.com. The last group of beagles from a Virginia breeder has been removed.
The Humane Society of the United States says it has removed the last group of beagles from a troubled breeding facility in Virginia. The facility planned to sell the dogs to animal testing labs, but it was cited by federal officials for violating the Animal Welfare Act. Officials say hundreds of dogs were found to be in acute distress. Nearly 4,000 dogs were removed and taken to shelters and other rescue sites that are finding them homes. The Humane Society says an average of 60,000 dogs just like the beagles are still being used in laboratories each year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You can find videos online of the beagles walking and playing on grass for the first time ever in their lives. Airports are packed with Labor Day travelers. Many are hoping their air travel will be non-eventful. Air travel service complaints jumped nearly 270% in June compared to this time in 2019. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Whether you're squeezing in that last-minute summer vacation, taking the kids back to school shopping, or even back to school, don't forget to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons to get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons to get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. That's Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Yes, of course, the very foundations of our republic. A lot of things are not normal. I noticed that, too. And then they had a troop of transgender Marines come out and do a Broadway show behind them with the red lighting already in place, presumably to look like Satan's lair. That was Lunch Bucket Joe Biden, not the brightest man. But, you know, in case you're wondering why they're sometimes called evil. So, talking to my best girl about this morning. We watched the speech together last night, and it was kind of interesting. It wasn't the easiest thing in the world to watch. The Fox News Channel was in Tucker Carlson's program at the time of the speech from Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, lit like hell in a bad, cheesy biker movie. With busty women and, you know, those biker movies. The lighting tech, I think, came direct from the porn industry. The Democrat Party is in this thing, but just amazing, an amazing speech, an amazing moment. Fox News didn't carry it. ABC Network did not carry it. CBS, the network, did not carry the speech. NBC. The network did not carry the Biden speech. They must have known that it was going to be a disaster for him. They must have seen the speech in advance and said, boy, this is going to just be a disaster. So they backed off. You know, if they thought it was going to be great for him, of course, they would have carried it and had all their main anchors in and all of that. But my best girl and I, we watched it, and she's subjected to this stuff because of my job and everything. And this morning, she said, you know, I think this might be the first presidential speech ever that's impeachable. I think that articles of impeachment should be introduced in the Congress because of this speech. This is the impeach me speech. It was the most warlike, belligerent, hostile, un-American speech probably ever delivered by an American president. The backdrop was perfect for Satan, and you know, not so good for an American president. Maybe it should be called before the speech, and we tweeted this out last night. I was prepping for the hate speech. This is and he made good. That was before the speech was even delivered. I hadn't seen any clips or anything from the speech, but we were talking about it, and again, it was my best girl and I talking about it. I said, well, this is, you know, the way that this White House is going, I think this speech is going to redefine hate speech in America. And I was right. And it should be, you know, President Abraham Lincoln gave a famous speech that became known as the House Divided speech, right? He said, a house divided cannot stand. had the American Civil War to deal with because the Democrats wanted to keep slavery, and they fired on Fort Sumter, honestly. And last night I said to my best girl during the speech, I said, do you think this is all a diversion, and right now the Democrats are firing on Fort Sumter again? I turned to MSDNC this morning, Morning Joke, with their guy, Eugene Robinson. And they're all about Civil War. And Civil War, they said the words Civil War over and over and over again. And, of course, they're accusing Republicans like Lindsey Graham, they say, of calling for violence, which she did not do. And Republicans calling for Civil War. This is what they're saying on MSDNC this morning, on Morning Joke, with their Washington Post girl from the Steno Pool, Eugene Robinson. Just an amazing gang of belligerent, arrogant, misguided, ignorant, dangerous, journalists. They're journalists, I think, but they're the impeachable speech, the hate speech, the Satan speech, and really it could just be called the red speech because it is Soviet style from start to finish, and it does have the red backdrop, which is very Soviet, and the Democrat Party. They're not on our side. Boy, are they not on our side. They're not on our side. Desi Cuellar has a Twitter account and tweeted, Biden started his career plagiarizing Neil Kinnock. Remember the British politician? He got caught plagiarizing a speech by the British leftist Neil Kinnock. And seems to be ending it plagiarizing Adolf Hitler. So, you know, you might as well just go right for the Hitler thing, the whole thing. I think that's probably the way to go. They've got, and as they go around and call everybody fascist, right? Cause, you know, January 6th, never mind the hundreds and hundreds of riots with all the killings and the thousands of police injured, the thousands of businesses torched and looted. Never mind all that because that's gone down the memory hole. But the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, are going around calling mainstream Americans, you know, the people that serve in the military and go to Afghanistan and Iraq and stuff, fascists and Nazis and what else are we doing, Michael? We're all kinds of, you name a bad thing, we're really, really bad. Because American flag out front every day, real fascists, you know, that's the thing. And they've got this woman at the Washington Post, said they're all about Civil War at Morning Joke. This woman at the Washington Post, Jennifer Rubin, her nickname is Gums. But Jennifer Rubin has a Twitter account, and she tweeted last night, Biden's Philadelphia speech met the moment. Mass arrests should come next. That's the Washington Post. Right there, mass arrests should come next. And then I think for a moment she thought that was a good idea. And then she took down the tweet because somebody said, wait a minute, we're calling them fascists. Don't tip our hand, you know, that we're the actual fascists here with the looting and the arson and the riots and the attack on the police and the suicide attacks in New York and Dallas and Baton Rouge and Washington, D.C. and Alexandria, Virginia, just to name a few of the Democrats' mass murdering, political assassinating, suicide attacks. And of course, the lunatic. You see the lunatic, a great group got a hold of the audio of the 911 call to police when the Democrat was outside of Brett Kavanaugh's house with a gun and all kinds of creepy tools there to assassinate him, and he wanted to assassinate three different Supreme Court justices. But remember, Republicans are the fascists because, you know, January 6th. By the way, a former NYPD officer and former U.S. Marine was sentenced to 10 years in prison yesterday for assaulting a police officer on Capitol Hill on January 6th. No word on the long sentences for the Democrats that injured more than 150 federal officers in the three-day siege of the White House when Donald Trump was in there, you know, when they torched St. John's Church. They love burning and firebombing things. The Democrats do. Terrorists, you know, that they are. Well, the SDS and the Weather Underground and the FALN and the list goes on of the terror groups. The KKK that the Democrat Party created. Terror groups. And now, honestly, they're looking at mass arrests should come next. from Jennifer Rubin. Now, fascist, who's got the fascist? Pretty amazing stuff that that we've got here. Joe Biden really stepped up. Yeah, and the media, for the most part, they love it. A couple of media people are raising questions about the use of United States Marines awash in their red satanic light, their Hollywood porn lighting from the Soviet style thing. And honestly, it's what was the thing? There's a funny one. You know, it looks like Stalin and Hitler had a baby, something like that, describing the backdrop. Pretty amazing. Amazing stuff, this speech. It will go down in history, but the news media is filth. They're just, writ large and writ small, because they all have free will, thanks to the United States of America and the great founders of this wonderful nation. But the attack on MAGA Republicans as a threat to democracy, not just President Trump. You know, say it before, say it again, one of our great Sea Cruise guests said it too, stood up during our Q&A, our discussion, said, you know, they're coming for Trump, but in reality, they're coming for us. And when you go after tens of millions of MAGA Republicans as a danger to our democracy, to our republic, and then the Washington Post has people calling for mass arrests that should come next. Again, the people that sacked, looted, and plundered our cities, that injured thousands of police, this is today's Democrat Party. And then they lie about everything because they have information dominance, so they know that they can get away with it. Not only get away with it, but be praised for this absolutely crazy stuff. But Abraham Lincoln's famous House Divided speech, as it is known, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Joe Biden's speech last night was the other end of that speech, and it was the cannot stand speech, I think, because Abraham Lincoln was warning. It was an admonishment that a house divided itself cannot stand, and Joe Biden is driving the division in the divided house and flaming, exacerbating, blowing up, torching, like that Democrat on the steps of the Supreme Court that self-immolated on Earth Day because he's very concerned about smoke in the air. So naturally he set himself on fire. Pretty amazing. Now, they did think that maybe in the middle of the speech we would learn there'd be breaking news and we'd learn that the Democrats had fired on Fort Sumter again. They did it once, they'll do it again. And, you know, the Democrats, they got us into the Civil War because their guy, you know, who was it? Michael Beschloss, he used to be a presidential historian. Now he's a mentally disturbed leftist who toes the line on MSDNC. He used to toe the line on CNN. But he's completely lost it, this Michael Beschloss historian guy. And he actually compared Joe Biden's speech last night to Abraham Lincoln and the House Divided speech. And it struck me more as a Jefferson Davis speech than as an Abraham Lincoln speech. Lincoln was trying to save the Union because the Democrats showed their South Carolina militia started using their cannons on Fort Sumter, a small island just at the entrance to the port there. And that's what ignited the American Civil War, because the Democrats, they got us the Civil War going because, states' rights, the right to keep your slaves. That's what the Democrats wanted, because they love the bullwhip, They love the lash. See what I'm saying? The lash. We were talking about that guy in the Biden administration yesterday with the bondage masochism, sadomasochism, his leather harnesses and all that stuff. They love the lash. But then, of course, the progressive Democrat Woodrow Wilson got us into World War One, and then there was that was the war to end all wars until the next one came along, and then there's FDR, World War Two, and then Harry Truman was still there when it got us into the Korean War, and then JFK and LBJ got us into the Vietnam War, and this is not a party that should be trusted with the keys to our car. You know what I'm talking about? This is pretty crazy stuff. And of course, if you look at I didn't watch CNN this morning. They were raising questions about, well, you shouldn't have Marines. This is obviously a political speech. But these clowns on MS, they were told, they said, well, I was told yesterday it wouldn't be a political speech, but it was a political speech. Thank you, sir. May I have another? That's because you love being lied to and spanked with a fraternity paddle in women's underwear, because that's our news media. Pretty amazing stuff. So obviously I want to get into the Biden hate speech. The speech from hell, because it looked like it was from the impeachable speech. There is a former White House speechwriter who weighed on this. He said he's read every presidential speech going back to George Washington. Well, you see what he said about this. We got more Biden open borders, Chicago, everybody's a racist, never mind all the people being shot and killed. Democrat stories. The FBI apparently doctored that photo that they leaked to the press trying to incriminate President Trump because, you know, they're like the Soviet Union, the FBI and the Justice Department and the Democrats. Teachers' unions, crime. You know, more Democrat story. Strippers, more Democrat story. More attacks on Clarence Thomas and Ginny Thomas, the wife of Clarence Thomas. And also, today's the anniversary of the Japanese surrender on the fantail of the USS Missouri, ending World War II officially. Got a few things for you coming up. We're at 888-630-9625.
You must tie her down on a bed and spank her. And then... Spank me.
And spank me.
And me.
And me.
Yes. Yes, you must give us all a good spanking.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
President Biden just signed a $739 billion Inflation Reduction Act into law. Recession, excess government spending, war. Are your retirement savings truly safe from the next catastrophic event? Well, they can be. American Alternative Assets helps you protect your retirement savings by purchasing physical assets like silver and gold, offering you more peace of mind than paper assets like stocks and bonds. You can roll your retirement savings into a self-directed IRA and hold physical assets such as gold and silver. Protect your nest egg now by rolling your retirement savings into a self-directed IRA with American Alternative Assets. Protect your savings now before it's too late. Call American Alternative Assets at 888, the number 4, GOLD 20 to secure your free gold and silver guide today. Call now to 888. The number 4, GOLD 20. Individual results may vary. There is no guarantee that past performance will indicate future results.
Don't miss Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale. Right now, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. The bed's so smart, it senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you both comfortable all night long. So save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed today. Hurry, free delivery and special financing on all smart beds through Labor Day. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LUCK for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LUCK for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LUCK for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Yes. And I've got a great deal of crazy Joe Biden audio to get to, as you might expect. And media, he's Abraham Lincoln. No, he might be Jefferson Davis, but Abraham Lincoln. You know, Jefferson Davis was the Democrat in the Civil War. Should be hammered every time it comes up. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Chris, calling from Marshall, Virginia. Christopher, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, sir. It's an honor to participate in your fine platform. I'm calling from Marshall, where liberty reigns and cell coverage stinks. The front line of the heartland. Sorry if I'm breaking in and out.
Sounds okay.
I wanted to make a very fine distinction that I haven't heard anybody notice this. Conservatives talk about threat to... whereas Democrats refer to threats to our democracy. When they talk about threats to our democracy, they're speaking in the first person possessed, threats to their democracy, to Nancy Pelosi's democracy, to Schumer's democracy, and to creepy pedo Uncle Joe's version of democracy. And in my opinion, that democracy needs to be threatened. The second distinction is they talk about democracy, which is mob rule. They never, ever, ever acknowledge that we are a representative republic.
Yeah, that's right. We're a constitutional republic. And that's why, you know, Hillary Clinton, who didn't accept the results of the election that she lost to Donald Trump, and we've got that audio for you today, because, you know, it's unpardonable, it's unforgivable if a Republican raises questions about presidential elections, which the Democrats did, the 2000 election with George Bush, the 2004 election with George Bush, the 2016 election where Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton, and they still contest, but that's okay, because they are them. But you're right, of course, that when they say, and they talk about, you know, one man, one vote, they want to do away with the Electoral College, they want to pack the Supreme Court. They use federal law enforcement to assail their political enemies. They try to imprison their political enemies like President Trump and his allies. And then they trample free speech. And then they have the temerity, the audacity to call everybody else fascist. They use the words, but they don't know what they mean. Thank you, Chris.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin530.io.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
You know, when you're a Democrat president, the news media performs daily acts of journalistic gratification upon you, willingly. There's some social pressure, of course, but, you know, truth is not their bag. Let's go to soundbite number 18, Michael. We have a lot of soundbites today. John Berman, Democrat, news anchor, CNN, who is he's just an apparatchik of the party. And this morning and last night, they were just very excited. They were all on Twitter. They love the Satan lighting, the hell lighting, you know, the demon speech, the red speech that Joe Biden gave last night. If I were in Congress, I'd introduce an article of impeachment or articles of impeachment based on this speech, because of its level of belligerence. I mean, it was the sort of the oratory equivalent of firing on Fort Sumter. By the way, our unemployment rate went up today with the jobs numbers from 3.5% to 3.7%. And they say that 315,000 jobs were created. But they may revise those numbers later. Here's John Berman on CNN. They really thought the speech from hell was quite spiffy.
He said, as he stands there tonight, equality and democracy are under assault, and he left no doubt whom he believes it is under assault by. He said, Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. A big portion of the speech, maybe the majority of the speech, devoted to that very subject.
Which they told the press would not be a political speech before the speech, because they lie about everything. If they're talking, they're lying. They're liars. That's the thing about them. So when you're talking to them and they're talking to you, you shouldn't trust or believe anything that they say, because they're incredibly dishonest people. That's a problem. It really is when it comes to government and trust in our institutions and so on. But let's go back to the telephones, Michael. We've got a great deal of Biden audio to get and news media because of this historic speech, the epic hate speech. You know, sometimes speeches get names. The Berlin Wall speech for President Reagan, the tear down this wall speech, right? The House divided speech for Abraham Lincoln. This is more like FDR's speech that, you know, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, the Empire of Japan, dastardly attack, all that stuff. It was kind of on that level. Or I remember Barack Obama's famous historic speech on race, which the left and the media, but I repeat myself, they were so excited, they were gushing, they were effusive, they were in love like a high school girl with the college football hero, and the speech was just a piffle. It was an embarrassment to the English language, but we even had left-wing colleagues at the time say, oh, this speech will be taught in history classes for centuries. No, it was forgotten within 48 hours because it was pure horse pucky. At least it was divisive, though. Now, Joe Biden's speech was probably the most divisive presidential speech in the history of the country. There is, and that I think that you could start with that claim and see if anyone can point to another presidential speech that was more divisive than that. because I don't believe that you'll find one. And then Washington Post Jennifer Rubin saying mass arrests should come next. There are some on the left who are claiming that this Jennifer Rubin tweet is not real, but she hasn't denied it, and it certainly looks like it's on her Twitter account. But, you know, sometimes Democrats like Joy Reid on MSDNC, who's a racist and a homophobe, there are all these tweets that were found on her social media, and they were really anti-gay, mean, nasty, what they would call homophobic, which is the, you know, the malapropism. It's not an irrational fear that they're referring to, but, you know, they use the words, but they don't know what they mean. It's a pretty regular thing with people on the left. But Joyless Reid came and said, oh, somebody hacked my account and put all this hate-filled stuff in there. That's not me. That's not, you know, that's not me. That's not my Swedish penis pump. Of course, it was her, and Joy Reid was lying, which is why NBC pays her $1 million a year to lie on behalf of the Democrat Party as a racist and an anti-Semite and a bigot. Never mind that. So maybe Jennifer Rubin will claim that somebody hacked her account and put that mass arrest thing in there. Or maybe she was drinking. She could have been drinking real, real heavily. Very, very heavily. Joshua Charles was a speechwriter in the Trump White House for the vice president, for Mike Pence. He's a historian, an author, a columnist, a writer, a thinker, and he's got a Twitter account, Joshua Charles, with his little blue thing. And he wrote on his Twitter, Joshua Charles, I'm a student of American history. I've read every major speech by every president since Washington. Talking about George Washington, that's pretty thorough work there. He said, after the speech, he said, that was the single most toxic, inflammatory, and hypocritical speech by an American president I am aware of. Author, historian, White House speechwriter, vice presidential speechwriter Joshua Charles, dubbing this speech the most toxic, inflammatory, hypocritical speech by an American president. And I think very good possibility that that's precisely true. Stephen Miller, also of the Trump White House, Biden tonight gave the speech of a dictator in the style of a dictator. It's true, the backdrop, and you know, this is the Hollywood party. This is, you know, man, oh man. They get their Hollywood people to come in and write their speeches and do their makeup and perform acts upon them and to do their set decor for them. And they decided, I know, let's do Satan giving a speech from hell as a theme. And that became the theme of the night because the Democrats, you know, we tweeted a thing out yesterday. I thought maybe the after-school Satan Club, which the Democrats promote and the Washington Post promotes because they love Satan. They killed God long ago, and Dog is their co-pilot now, but gosh, they love Satan. So they had the Satan backdrop, the satanic backdrop, the speech from hell, the hate speech, which should be impeachable, and they attacked 74 million Americans that voted for President Trump and many millions more that didn't go out on election month or whatever we call it now. Honestly. All right, let's go to the telephones. I got a lot of Joe Biden for you, as you might imagine. Let's go to Tom calling from Kansas City, either Kansas City, Missouri or Kansas City, Kansas. I'm not sure. Tom, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
I'm actually driving through both. Chris, thanks for taking my call. I'm concerned for Donald Trump right now because the Mar-a-Lago raid was just a prelude to what's going on, and the rhetoric that you're now hearing is the prelude to a violent act, perhaps an arrest on Saturday night by the FBI. And I hope Donald Trump has got all of his security forces and the Secret Service keyed up because I think something's going to happen.
Well, you know, you're not the first one to express concern about that, certainly. And there are serious people who have expressed concerns about President Trump's security as well. And with the President of the United States in the form of Joseph Robinette Biden, demonizing and vilifying Donald Trump the way that he did last night, the way that he has over time, the way the Democrats have, because they were very, very, very bitter about losing the presidential election to Donald Trump when Hillary Clinton was supposed to win and she was supposed to be the first woman to become president, you know, after the first African-American president. Now, sure, a woman with testicles, but that's a separate issue because it gets a little squishy. But you're concerned, Tom, that they, the FBI and the Justice Department under Biden are going to dial it up even further, and that this is a prelude to a more radical and extreme act by the Biden administration. Now, look, they're out there arresting Trump's allies, the permanent bureaucracy, the deep state. We have deep state T-shirts at the Chris Plant store that are very tasteful and elegant. They're excellent, very well done, if I do say so myself. The permanent bureaucracy that set it. Who is Azra Turk? As long as we don't know who Azra Turk is, we've got a dirty government in the United States. The intelligence community lies to the American people en masse in an organized and orchestrated way leading up to Election Day with their phony 51 corrupt pseudo-intelligence officials signing onto a letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop, the journalism being done, not the anti-journalism, which was done by the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, and the rest, but the actual journalism done by the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptops, on emails, and Tony Bobulinski, who was just a CEO of one of the Biden family's many corrupt businesses. And Tony Bobulinski points out that, you know, big guy is Joe Biden. He gets a 10% cut of the China action. And somehow none of this rises above the surface for our so-called fourth estate in the United States, our ultimate check and our system of checks and balances. Just extraordinary, extraordinary times we're in. And, you know, they set up George Papadopoulos with Azra Turk in London. They lured him overseas. Was it the FBI or was it the CIA? Was it a combination of both? Who was the hooker that they sent in who falsely identified herself as Azra Turk, trying to offer up her privates to George Papadopoulos because they were ensnaring members of Trump's inner circle? And then the lying to the FISA courts, which James Comey did four times. Oh, no, this isn't Hillary Clinton's opposition research. This is real intelligence with the hookers peeing on the beds in Moscow and things like that in a germaphobe's hotel room. Sure, that's what's going on. And they tried to set up Carter Page, a Naval Academy grad. They altered a document from the CIA over at the Justice Department, the FBI. They altered the document in an effort to entrap a Naval Academy grad who's a patriot, and our crooked FBI, our crooked Justice Department, and this raid with the AR-15 rifles and the body armor to raid Mar-a-Lago and turn things upside down. Also, did you see, looks like the FBI has been caught in another fraud, another criminal conspiracy against Donald Trump. Just a small part of their criminal conspiracy. You know, the photo that was released, I was talking about it yesterday. I think, who was it? The Gateway Pundit, I think, did a story and photo analysis on what the FBI, it looks like they brought their own classified cover sheets and top secret cover sheets, right? And they laid them on top of documents that they spread out on the floor. Okay? And, man, oh, man, oh, man. And then there's one of the things that struck me as strange when I first saw the photo, but I didn't comment on it. And after this story in the Gateway Pundit, huge breaking exclusive, FBI doctored Mar-a-Lago photo added their own docs to create a crime scene that didn't exist. And it turns out that the FBI, it certainly looks like, brought their own these, you know, kind of paper, cardboard cover sheets for classified things, you know, with secret on it, SCI, compartmented information, the highest level of classification, and that they staged this photo because the FBI laid this stuff out on the carpeting, and then they pulled in a box. a packing box with framed pictures in the stack of framed pictures in the white cardboard box on the right frame of this photo. And the one that is showing is a Time magazine cover that President Trump allegedly, apparently, may have had framed, showing a bunch of his enemies, and he has many of them, the leftist miscreants that they are, peering in through a window, what appears to be the White House, the Oval Office. And President Trump allegedly had it framed. But the FBI put it in this shot. Why did they do that? It looks like it's an effort to mock President Trump and this framed photo. It's a framed cover of Time magazine. And it was dragged into the FBI photo where they apparently brought their own secret and top secret cover sheets. And then some of the materials were blocked out. This whole thing, they had to Photoshop it. It looks like they brought their own staging materials. They dragged in this Time magazine cover in a frame inexplicably. It's got nothing to do with anything, but it's apparently a snide, sneering, laughing up their sleeve gang of corrupt FBI criminals who should probably be in shackles, rather than President Trump's allies, who they put in ankle shackles at Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C., when, you know, they're having an ongoing conversation with the FBI. Pretty amazing times we're in. And there are citizens out there like Tom in Kansas City, Mo, and Kansas City, Kansas, concerned that this is just a prelude. And look, the demonization by the President of the United States, Joe Biden, of the former President of the United States, and possibly future President of the United States, setting him up, you know, a threat to our democracy. And the violence and the calls for civil war. I guess I missed all that stuff. And your fascists, when they weaponize the FBI, the Justice Department, the intelligence community, gets their political enemies, when they abuse the laws of the United States of America to create an unequal system of justice to target their political enemies. While we know that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are so filthy, rotten, dirty to the core with their no-show million-dollar job in Ukraine and the 10% cut from the China deal and the billion-dollar investment. And now there's another story yesterday about another meeting that Hunter Biden set up with the communist Chinese. And none of that even warrants a news story on page 25. We're at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
You heard about the FBI raid on President Trump's home, but what does it mean? Dick Morris's new bestseller predicted former President Trump would face big legal problems. Now he says Trump will face even more attacks. It's all in Dick Morris's new book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. The Return is a shocking account of what will happen to President Trump. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller and Publishers Weekly bestseller. The Return is at bookstores everywhere. Big media, big tech, and the deep state have formed an awful alliance to stop President Trump, but The Return shows how Trump will fight back. Mike Huckabee says, if you want Trump again, you need to read The Return. Get Dick Morris's The Return at bookstores everywhere or see the free offer from Newsmax. With a paid subscription, you save almost $28. Go to TheReturn911.com. That's TheReturn911.com or call 800-NEWSMAX, that's 800-NEWSMAX, to get your free copy today.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The Labor Day event from Dell Technologies is here. End the summer strong by starting up a new season of productivity. Your business upgrade begins with up to 48% off top-rated laptops, like Vostro, taking performance to the next level with 12th-gen Intel Core processors. It's time to push your growing business even further. What's next for you? Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Stacking Benjamins with Joe and his good friend OG not only has great financial insight, it's laid back with humor too.
Savings competition winner Katie Pruitt.
I was very confused by budgets, and what I realized, I was trying to make a lasagna and start with the noodles on the bottom, and I was ending up with crusty noodles. So once I started with the sauce of what I was spending, for some reason, then it clicked. We were able to use the budget as a tool.
Stacking Benjamins. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
The Chicago Tribune today has a story. My friend Cal Thomas and I were going back and forth. Chicago police officer dies by apparent suicide. At least the fourth such death since July, an off-duty Chicago police officer has died in an apparent suicide, Chicago Police Department officials said on Thursday. Now, are we counting all of these as deaths related to the Democrat Party's riots in Chicago, as the Democrats are in Washington, D.C. with January 6th? I'm just curious, because the Democrats burned and looted and sacked Chicago and injured hundreds of police, and there are many attacks. The city had to be shut down, businesses boarded up, the bridges had to be raised over the Chicago River. But pay no attention to that. Two parties, two standards, no waiting. Let's, Michael, go to the telephones. I have an update on the Church of Satan, too, the Satan Temple, which is the Democrat Party, but that's coming up. Let's go to Chris, calling from New Jersey. Chris, you're on the Chris Plant Show. Chris in New Jersey. Chris in New Jersey is not there. Chris, we're running out of time. Chris calling in from New Jersey wanted to say that Biden and the Democrats are terrified of the Republicans. And, you know, they sure sound like it. You know what they're terrified of is losing. And they're doing a terrible job of governing. And Joe Biden's administration is thus far, and we can expect it will continue to be, a disaster. And because they have nothing affirmative, nothing positive to run on, in the midterm elections, they've decided that they will destroy the world because, you know, some men just want to see the world burn. And they feel like, well, if we're not going to win this, if we're not going to hold power, screw this place. We're going to destroy the country if they're not going to vote for us and give us another win and control of the House, the Senate, and the White House, House and Senate, this go-around, then we'll burn this place to the ground. Louis Vuitton better be on the lookout.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.